Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Kim Kardashian. Paris Hilton. Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Oh, look at you! All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Here I am. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Boy, it was powerful. This is a no-win situation. Give me a call in about an hour and a half. I survived it at the end of it.
I'm not insulting you, but I just kept thinking about Howard Stern.
Yeah.
I was looking at, listening to your show, I don't know, the other day when I was just checking out what to expect. I said to my husband, I'm going to be Mary Poppins to your Howard Stern.
I just kept hearing it. I was ducking and everything, died in the house. I got scared. I dropped my hot pocket.
Said, something ain't right. I said, oh, man. She said, oh, man, the building is on fire. I said, no, what? I got my three kids, and we bounced out. We ain't going to be in no fire. Not today.
Brother, it is time for the mortals to pay.
Release the Kraken!
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. I am Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're listening to Hammer Radio Network, 96.7 BT Radio. It is August 3rd, 2021. Wow. Get ready for Christmas shopping. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. We are global. We're heard around the world, and you will be too. That's right. You know, I never mentioned some of the countries that listen to us. I think I'll just mention a couple of them because maybe you guys have relatives there and ask them to listen to the show because you can listen worldwide. You know, that's very interesting. Let me just give you some of the countries here. I'm very proud of them. Some of them are on our side. Let me see. Where am I going here? Let me try this. Oh, here we go. Here's the countries. Here we go. Here's some of the countries that are listening to us. Here we go. The United States, of course, we got the biggest ratings in the United States. We got an 81.22% share. Canada, we got a 7.91% share. United Kingdom, India, Australia, France, Germany, Czechoslovakia, South Korea, Sweden, oh my God, there's so many. Egypt, my God, Egypt is listening to us. Let me see, who's this country? This is, I don't know what that is. Australia, Australia's hearing us. I see you, Australia. Indonesia, hey, Indos. South Africa is listening. Nigeria is listening. Wow, Brazil. What's up, Brazil? Brazil's listening. Oh, there you go. We got so many of these people listening. Canada. There you go, Canada. That's it. Worldwide. And the hostess with the mostest is Ellen J. Ellen J. is in the studio. Good morning, Ellen J. Thank you for coming in. There she is, Ellen J.
Yes. I'm here.
There you go. Those are the countries that are listening to us. That's great. Now, listen, you know, our morning crew usually comes in the morning, 7 a.m. Sometimes, you know, I'm doing projects and everything. I'm only one man because Ellen J. comes in and she supports the show. She's part of the show. But officially, she has her own company and she's running her company called Ellen Johnson and More. I mean, Ellen Gibson
More.
Ellen Gibson More. And she's doing very good at her company. Ellen used to be the executive producer of this show, which is getting great ratings. She has brought many guests on this show, including a lot of musicians who are very popular and mainstream, as well as independents. She has brought in a lot of great authors that she introduced me to. So it's always a pleasure when Ellen comes in and supports the show, and she's still part of the show. When Ellen is in the studio, she is the executive producer. That's her title. When she's out of the studio,
we call
her.
When I'm in the studio, all hell's going to break loose.
Right. And when she's out of the studio, we call her by her first name, Bitch.
What?
Huh? What?
Yeah.
What?
Are you supposed to be using your outdoor voice?
I know. Stay inside. Stay inside. So people are tuning in because I can see, I can almost hear the clicking. They don't want to hear our crap. But I had to introduce Ellen J. I rely on her a lot. And she brings in the female voice. That's what she does. Today's subject, Cuomo ain't no homo.
I had myself muted because Sebastian was going crazy. There must have been somebody walking down the street and he didn't like it.
Oh, really? Sebastian's her new
puppy.
So is the dog finally barking?
Yeah, he's finally barking. When I needed him to bark, he wouldn't bark.
Yeah, just like you. When I needed you to do, no. I'll bark when I'm ready to bark. Don't tell me when to bark. I ain't your dog, bitch.
Yeah, because I had somebody. You know, I told you about this. I had somebody who was ringing my doorbell and then running away, and they did this like all day long one day. And finally, I was able, you know, I caught somebody, but of course this person denied it, you know, which he was the only person on the street. So it had to have been him because there was no way that anybody could have ran away that quick.
I don't know why they were obsessed with you and your doorbell just to fuck you up. You must have done something to piss somebody off for them to play those practical jokes on you.
I don't go anywhere, Brian. All I do is stay home and work on my businesses and come on the show and talk to you and work on my book. And, you know, and Sebastian wasn't barking. You know, people were ringing the doorbell and he was just snoozing away.
That's right. Because he already knows it's like she probably done something. When they come in, I'll make a sound. Until then, ain't nothing. I'm going to sleep. Well, I suggest you shut the curtains before you walk around.
Reed was more active. Uh-huh.
With your cat? Your cat?
Yeah, Reed was more active than Sebastian was.
I know. And that's been your problem because you always had an active pussy.
Oh, my God. Reed was doing his thing last night. There was a mosquito in the house and it was driving him crazy. Yeah, and he jumped up on the curtain rod.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know, I saw your cat. You sent me something, and I go, "What pictures are you sending me?" Because, and then you show me a picture of your cat on top of a curtain rod or something.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I got a lot of good reviews of the videotape that people have seen me on videotape and talking about. Huh? What is Brian thinking? Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, a frappy. Oh, my daughter just bought me a frappy. My daughter just brought me a frappy.
She brought you a what? A what?
A frappe from McDonald's.
Oh, a frappe. Oh, okay. Good for her. After all these years, you deserve a coffee. And you raised her. That is your reward.
She's getting ready to go to LSU, Brian.
Yes, she is. Imagine how much fun you're going to have in the house by yourself.
Yep.
Yeah.
So let's get to this Cuomo ain't no homo.
Let's get to the Cuomo. Here we go. Cuomo ain't no homo. Here's a copy. Here we go. I wrote the copy, by the way. In fact, this segment is sponsored by Ellen's Gifts and More. Cuomo ain't no homo. Here we go again. I wrote the copy. Here we go again. Another reason why women should not be in the workplace. It's another reason. Another sexual harassment charge against a nice, innocent flirting. It's nice and innocent. You know, women, I don't know what makes your private parts so spectacular and so amazing and different from my... See, if I worked in an office and I walked by and some chick kind of grabbed my balls, I would think the proper response that I would give her is, thank you. And I would walk slowly backwards. How about this? Look at this ass. I would. It was one time I was working in this place. I'm not going to mention a place because you guys all know it, and I want to keep them anonymous. Teleflora. I was working there. I really was. You know, the flower guys.
Everybody
so
knows
I went
and
right, back in the day. So I had to make a copy. This is true. All this is true. And if you saw my videotape yesterday, you would know that I have fantastic and amazing thighs. I don't want to brag, but I will, because if I don't, nobody else will know it. So I'm standing there making copies, right? I'm making copies. And bam, you see my, you know, I got an amazing ass, Ellen. We're going back in the day. I mean, if you toss a dollar at my ass, my buttocks, it would come back to you and change in four quarters. That's how tight it was. It makes change. That's how good my ass was. It was really tight. So I got this little ass, right? And what connected it was my big thunder thighs, because I worked out. I played football. I still had the athletic body. I mean, these are the thighs that you run on the beach and it's in slow motion and you hear Chariots of Fire playing. That's my thighs. Remember Chariots of Fire? Do you? Okay, you don't remember Chariots of Fire. Are you? I hear you with the straw and the sucking. Chewy, Rodney. Okay, I'm going to sneak this in and you keep on talking, radio boy. I hear it. Like you're pretending that you're listening to me.
I am listening to you, and yes, I know what Chariots of Fire is, Vangelis.
Right.
He did the title song, Chariots of Fire. And I'm not going to let this frappe go to waste. I'm going to get every little drop of whipped cream and coffee that I can with this straw. So I'll mute myself if it offends you.
No, it doesn't offend me, but I'm telling a real sensitive harassment story. Keep talking.
Yeah,
so he grabs
okay.
your
it's
he
really,
grabbed your what?
It's really sensitive. It's really
yeah.
sensitive.
I mean, when I walk into work,
bad if they did harass you.
Exactly. I would have filed a complaint with going on. But no, it was like I had the tight Levi's. The ass was like, bam! And I got these huge thunder thighs, right? And these tight Levi's could bursting out of my Levi's, right? And when I walked through the office,
uh-huh.
they did hear this. Here's what they did hear when I walked through the office.
I thought it would be the staff exact scene.
Don't look at my butt. Oh, I think I'll go by the water cooler. I spilled some water in my white t-shirt. Don't look.
That's how it was.
I thought it would have been the staff theme.
No, that's when I usually walk.
You were walking in the office, weren't you? That's office.
That was office walking. Yeah.
Oh,
Okay, so it was office walk. See, why do you take me up? You know about my OCD. Now you know what I have to do. Stop it. You're doing this on purpose, too.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
You know about my...
What are you running for? What did you get into?
What, are you talking to me? You're on the radio.
No. I'm talking to Sebastian. He came running back here in the room, and I know when he's running, he's done something he shouldn't have done.
Have you ever heard the lyrics on Shaft? Here's the lyrics.
Yes, I have.
Who's the black private dick that's a sex machine to all the chicks? Shaft. You're damn right. Who is the man that would risk his neck for his brother, man? Say it, Ellen.
Chef.
Can you dig it? These are the lyrics. Who's the cat that won't cop out when there's danger all about? Ellen, say it.
Chef.
Chef. Thank you. Right on. Come on. You got to stay with more. You know what? Come on. You got to stay with,
Look, I need more enthusiasm. Okay.
Okay, well, go ahead, take a sip until I get my coffee. When was the last time that you did not care about a man's shaft? You know better. Right on. All right. Anyway, I'm looking at the lyrics. If Ellen wants to join in, she can. It says, who's the black private dick that's a sex machine to all the chicks? Brian, you're damn right. I'm just editing this.
No, it's your editing your own lyrics.
That would risk his neck for his brother, man. Brian, can you dig it? Who's the cat that won't cop out when there's danger all about? Brian, right on. You see, this cat, Brian, is a bad Shut your mouth. I'll talk about Brian. He can dig it. He's a complicated man, but no one understands him but his woman. Good Brian. That's right.
Who played Shaft? Who is the actor that played
Shaft?
Well,
Richard Roundtree played Shaft, the original.
Yeah.
And then they fucked it up.
If he was still alive, he'd be kicking your ass for changing his lyrics.
The last one was such a stupid thing with motherfucker boy. Samuel Jackson. Stupid. I can't play it. I thought it could. I can't play Shaft. They're telling me to buy the music. I ain't buying shit.
Okay.
See, this
didn't,
you did this on purpose, Ellen.
I was going right.
Huh?
I thought you had Shaft in the studio.
Do I have Shaft in the studio?
Yeah.
I don't know. Let me see. Let me go back in. Somebody's messing with my studio. Hey, here's Shaft. Here's Mr. Roundtree himself. Doo-doo-doo. Yeah, I could change the King's in the studio. I could change it to King. Let me see if I can change the lyrics to King. See how good I am improv. But let me get the lyrics back. Let me see. How do I get the lyrics back? Let's see how. Sometimes I will test myself to see how fast I am. You know, just off the cuff. You know,
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I can do this to King. That'd be, can you do, let me see. Let's see. Okay, here we go. See if I can do it to King. Oh, just off the top of my head, I don't know if I can do it. I'll try it. Let me see.
Is King in the studio?
Yeah, he's in the studio. Let me see if I can do this to King. Who's the black private dick that's a sex machine to all the chicks?
King.
King?
Yeah, you're damn right. Who is the man that risks his neck for his brother, man?
King.
King.
Can you dig it? Who is the cat that, wait, who is the cat that won't cup out when there's danger all about? Come on. That's right. Right on. You see, this cat King is a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
I'm talking about King. He can dig it. He's a complicated man, but no one understands him but his publication and his producers. That's right. King Whip. But I'm telling you, man, here he is, Mr. Schaff himself, Mr. King Whip, your Royal Heiny. Good morning, King.
It's my duty to please that booty. Good morning, y'all.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, good morning, Brian. Good morning, Ellie.
Good morning.
What are you doing?
Oh. It's good to hear you, my brother.
What's my name? John Schaff. What? John Schaff. Oh, man.
It's my duty to please that booty.
I think I like the one with Samuel L. Jackson than the original. The one with Samuel Jackson is funny.
Is it really?
Yeah.
You brought it up to date, man. Wait a minute, let me play that little bit. To be honest, I did not see it, so I shouldn't have commented on it. I'm old school. But wasn't Samuel Jackson the father of who plays Schaff, or he was Schaff? I don't know.
He was Schaff in one of the later versions of the film.
Really? Let me see.
Yep.
Samuel Jackson, man. God, it's been like, you know, King, I can go back to the day when we're all auditioning and everything, and he was there, and everybody was there. You know what I mean? They were just like me.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Just trying to get a part and everything. I should call,
I believe his first movie role was in Coming to America.
I thought it was Spike Lee's movie.
I thought
movie.
It was something else.
Really? Yeah. I thought it was, that's interesting. I thought it was Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing. I'm not quite sure. I don't know.
That's what I thought. I thought it was either that one that was the first one or the Coming to America was the first one.
Really?
It's got to be one of them. Yeah, it's got to be one of them. But it just, I don't know, it really surprised me to see how old he was when he first got in the movie scene. I was like, wow, you know?
Yeah.
Him and Morgan Freeman. Him and Morgan Freeman, I believe, were in their early 30s.
Well, he was fucked up on cocaine. He was fucked up on Oxycontin. I mean, he would smoke. He would smoke before he goes on audition. I mean, I'm not saying nothing that he hasn't said publicly, but I mean, he said it publicly. Therefore, I can say it. I mean, I never mentioned it before at all. Is that what a person does? But
Hollywood
he got clean.
His ass.
It did, didn't it? It really did, because he was going nowhere. Here's that scene you were talking about. What's my name? Oh, Schaff. Let me see. Here it is. Here it is right here.
Anybody looking to maintain their employment with the
industry? The fuck it has and it should not have, motherfucker.
Who the fuck would you say I should have?
Anybody looking to maintain their employment with the NYPD might be in their best interest to leave now.
Yo!
Now, there's a kid lives up the block about 12 years old named Tony. You know it? Huh?
Yeah.
Wrong answer.
There's a kid lives down the block about 12 years old named Tony. Do you know him?
Nah, I don't know that kid, man. I don't know that nigga. Not no more.
This kid you don't know, you see him coming, you run for your motherfucking life. You got that?
Now, do you ever want to see me again? Do you ever want to see me again? No. What's my name? I forgot. What's my name?
John Shaft. John Shaft.
You ever want to see me? Oh, you answered that, huh? My bad. What? What?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
That's Black Justice. You know what? I'm going to look at it on Netflix. You may be interested. I'm going to look at it on Netflix. Oh, that's funny. Well, you know, today, King, we're going to talk about the women. The bitches in the workplace. It might be boring to a lot of people. But Ellen has our backs, right, Ellen? Ellen. Ellen.
Yep, I do.
Okay.
Sorry, I keep muting myself because there's noise going on around here.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Usually when I come on, I have something to say. It's very interesting. The head of the title or whatever, Cuomo ain't no homo. And these are a lot of these women are complaining that he sexually harassed them. And there's a man in the studio, and I'm a man, and we're having man justice. And Ellen is the woman who is listening to this as a woman. And I said, again, it's another reason why women shouldn't be in the workplace. And that seems a little rough, and I'll tell you why. About a week ago, it wasn't even a week ago, we're talking about transgender, and we played a tape on that these transgenders talking about how to make the workplace more transgender friendly. When do workplaces have to curtail to you? I mean, it's like I hire somebody, and they're going to say, okay, now that I've been hired, we're going to change the furniture, fix everything up here, and we're going to teach you guys how I could be comfortable in the workplace. Seriously, this is what's happening. This is what's happening. I'm going to tell you guys how to talk to transgenders. I'm going to teach you how to be more friendly. I hired you, ho. This is our policy, and if you don't like it, get the fuck out. I don't believe in social justice coming into a man's workplace or a woman's workplace and then have to create new policies to make them feel comfortable. It's like I don't agree that when I'm hearing on the entertainment about these people who are playing, you know, from Marvel and Johanna Hansen and all these people, that the people, the fans are telling you who to hire and not to hire. Because of social media and telling you don't hire this person for the sequel. I do not agree. If you don't like to go to the movie, don't fucking go. The box office will tell them, hey, they're not going because of this actress. It takes care of it. Why do I need to hear your voice? I feel the same thing about you women. Now, don't get me wrong. You're a very distracting lot. Because very rarely that employers hire ugly people. If anybody's working in a workplace right now, look around. How many ugly people you see? Hardly any. And if they are there, they're in the back. And nobody can see them, especially when you eat lunch. true. They're hiring pretty women with nice asses and titties. That's what they're hiring. Now, that's like to a dieter, you're giving us a hamburger and saying, I dare you to eat it. Well, I'm on a diet. Brian, I dare you to eat that hamburger. Well, I've been on a diet for about 2 years, sir, and I lost my diabetes. So I was type 2. And then you hire this woman with a fine ass and titties, and you go, she's sitting next to you, Brian. That's like having a hamburger next to me. A Hardee's hamburger is like, I really don't want it, but I've been on a diet. I got my type 2 diabetes under control, sir. You don't bring a hamburger next to me. You don't bring the, and then you have the nerve to go, hey, Brian, I want you to train this other person, and she's beautiful. She's ebony, and she's gorgeous. Just, I'm going to put her next to you, and you train her the whole day. Her titties are like, bam! It's like putting them a stack of ribs next to me. Now I got the hamburger and the ribs, and I've been on a diet, sir. And she's like the ribs with a barbecue sauce on her. You know what I mean? All up in my face. Now, if I made a comment.
You get a veritable smorgasbord right there.
I know, I do. And if I make a comment about my food, damn, not ribs are tasty. I'm out of a job. Then why do you put the ribs next to me? And why does that hamburger look so good with that cheese? Like, even her cottage cheese looked like nice little cheese on that burger.
Well, that's gross.
And then you're asking me not to take a bite of that. Maybe I could just touch the bun. I can't even touch the bun of the burger. Uh-uh. So why are you doing this to me? With her sesame seeds looking all sexy and shit. Well, this is what's happening. This is what's happening to America. And these women must be stopped. Because I'm going to tell you something. They come into the workplace waiting for somebody like me who's been on a diet, and they're going, Brian's looking at me. And you spent an hour in that mirror. You made sure I did look. You and your come fuck me panties when you bend over and going, Brian, is it down, is the file down here? Oh, hell! And I'm not looking. And then I'm not looking, and I tell her the wrong file. She's going, you don't know nothing, do you? Women, here we go again. Another reason why women should not be in the workplace. Now, lady, you know, you talk to us and say you want to be equal. If you're going to be equal, all right, slap us on the ass. Grab our balls. Make a comment on our chest. Then you're equal. Once in a while, I want to hear, hey, look at Brian's ass. You've been working out, Brian? You're damn right. Oh, look at that. Shake it, baby. What is wrong with that? But no, you want to change
you,
the work environment.
If you and I worked together, Brian, you'd be getting harassed by me all day.
Thank you. Thank you. And I really appreciate it. Now, you can say to me, well, okay.
And, you know, and so would King. And so would King if we worked together.
That's right. King, if you were in an office and you were in the office and Ellen was in there and she slapped you in the ass while you're getting some coffee because it was her birthday time and you're singing happy birthday in the break room, would you get upset and file charges?
No, I'm going to say, do it again. No, I'm just joking.
Exactly.
Let's have fun.
Exactly. That's why you have your pants halfway down in the office and walking around anyway, hoping to get a booty slap. Mm. King.
King.
I mean, if you know somebody, and you know that you could joke with them and they won't take things
right
to the extreme and stuff, then yeah, you know,
right,
you can do the, how can I say it? You can do the NBA. Booty slap, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, hey, you know what I mean? Whatever. You know what I mean? But, you know, you just have some people just want to have the name Karen as the title and act a fool.
Right.
So,
and
I mean,
and you know what, King?
Well,
I would have Ellen up on charges in the first second she slaps me in the ass. I tell her, get that fraud out of this office. Hey, Joe.
I didn't know you was on.
Hey, Joe. I hammer up a charge.
I'd have her up on charges.
That's why I'm not slapping you on your ass. You know, I'd have to countersue you.
Yeah, right.
No countersuit.
Yeah, what is a countersuit?
You know what, I tell you.
Well.
All right. Nobody has headlines quite like you, Brian. Nobody.
Thank you.
I don't think I've ever seen headlines quite like yours. You know? I know it's going to be tomorrow's headline. First off, you had Can You Eat Pussy? And then you got Cuomo Ain't No Homo. And tomorrow's going to be Cuomo Ate the Pussy.
But like when I was growing up as a kid, you could you know, not like slap someone on the ass or anything like that, but you could like pat them on the ass and be like, good job, you know, way to go, whatever, you know what I'm saying? But nowadays, man, people take that shit to the extreme. I mean,
you know,
it's crazy.
I agree. Go ahead, Joe.
I was talking to people the other day, and I got asked a question. Do you think women are victims? I said they're professional victims. They love being victims. They look for situations in order to become victims. They will create situations. They will lie about situations to be the victim. That's why all of this shit is being done, because broads love it. They love it.
Yeah.
For nothing, and they'll fucking cry and all kinds of stupid shit.
Mm-hmm. I agree, 100%. And my question is, what makes their private parts more valuable than my private parts? And what I mean by that is when I'm hearing, and you will hear these allegations, you will hear, here's the allegation, he touched me on my stomach. He touched me on my shoulder. He hugged me a little bit longer than I wanted to. These are the allegations that fall under sexual harassment. He touched my hand. He held my hand longer than what I wanted him to hold his hand. He made a sly remark involving a sexual innuendo that offended me. You will hear these things. And women, don't champion these things. Don't do it. Because by you enabling this bullshit, this is the reason why we're not going to hire you, because I'm telling you the damn truth. If you have a man in a corporation and if you're halfway decent, you know, some of you girls hanging on to 30 by your fingernails, if you're halfway decent, they're not going to hire you. They will hire an ugly person, I would hire a transgender before I would hire an AI before I would hire you, because you're going to cause trouble in the workplace. Especially if you're a pretty girl. And a lot of women are not mentioning this, that they're not getting hired because of their looks. And then they mention it. Well, we're not getting hired because we look too good. You'll hear those people. And they're right. If I'm a boss and there's a woman come in and I'm very sexually attracted to her, hell no, I'm going to hire her. I'm not going to lose my company. I'm not going to lose my marriage. I'm not going to lose my kids going to a private school because of this thing, especially if she's inviting. Hello, Brian. And yeah, she has that low voice, too. She didn't get fixed. Hello, Brian. Mr. Jackson, can I come in and take a dictation? Oh, sure. Okay, I'll be right in. Next thing you know, she's taking a dictation, and she's telling everybody about it. Mr. Hammer gave me a dictation, and it didn't even hurt. And then she's bragging about my little penis. And that's not good either. No way I'd lose. I mean, come on. If you're going to harass you, make sure the story's good. I have a big dick. He swung his big dick and hit me in the face. I'll go with that. I'm not debating that. Good publicity.
You know, women aren't even hiring women because women get catty, they get lazy, and when a man comes around, they like to grab his attention. So women are finding out the hard way that you shouldn't hire women.
Joe, you hit the nail on the head because these are the facts here. I come with facts. It's very interesting because something really got my attention. the sexual harassment stats. These are the sexual harassment statistic in the workplace. This is a recent study found one in every four women experience sexual harassment in the workplace. A similar poll found one in ten men. One in four, yeah. A fourth of men are concerned of becoming falsely accused. A fourth of men, are concerned about becoming falsely accused of sexual harassment. Now, one in every four women. Now, here's another fact that's interesting. That's pretty high. That means you got five men in a workplace. One of those guys are going to be accused of sexual harassment. That's the odds. It's here.
That's one in four. One out of four guys. Yeah.
Now, here's the other thing. So I put up another stat that's very interesting. I was wondering the same about women bosses. What is the statistics about women bosses being accused of sexual harassment? Here's what I found. Aside from the fact that it's difficult to report and prove, victims of sexual harassment often worry that they are somehow blamed for the unwanted. Where's the stats? Blah, blah, blah. I don't want to hear how worried you are. But this port is something. People, another reason for failing. Okay, they're not reporting it. Most researchers suggest that the actual number of people who have experienced same-sex sexual harassment is likely higher than what it is. In fact, it's extremely difficult to measure how frequent it occurs in the workplace because people never file a complaint. Same-sex people never file a complaint. Meaning woman boss, woman employee, there's sexual harassment going on, they don't file if it's with a woman. But with a man, one in four will file a complaint. What is wrong with those odds?
I can tell you that's almost true. As a matter of fact, it may even be true because that happened to me years and years ago before the Me Too movement even started. I had a secretary who was working for me and working for a couple of other guys at the same time. Well, she wasn't doing the job the way that I liked it. So what happened was that she and I got into just a very minor tiff. I raised my voice to her. She complained about me to the boss. Boss didn't do anything because boss realized it was full of shit. About a week or two later, a girl gets hired to work in the same office as we do. The broad is attracted to this secretary who's a pain in the ass. The broad is making overtures to her every once in a while, right? Do you know that the chick who complained about me never said a word about that fucking, I don't know if she was bisexual or a lesbian, but she never said a word about her.
Right. And you wonder why men, and what's even more, you know, when you hear this, I know that I'm trying to talk before Joe falls asleep because he's up all night and everything. So I'm listening to Letitia James, the attorney general in New York, talk about Cuomo and his sexual antics, which I think is, we're going to go over it. And so she said, I believe these women. Cuomo says, and you'll hear Cuomo denies a lot of this shit, but there's a lot of the shit was he touched my stomach. He brushed, when I went by him, his hand brushed my buttocks as he was drinking. He came on to me and everything. And so it's like, what the fuck? You don't belong in a workplace. The workplace is a dog. You don't, women, let me tell you about a workplace. It's dog-eat-dog workplace. It's competition, especially if you're in sales. It's man-eat-man. It's a mano. You got to make your sales. If you don't, you get kicked out. It doesn't matter if you're a woman or you're a man. It doesn't matter.
You know what's
going to
happen?
You're in a workplace.
You know what's going to happen in the future, and I'm surprised it hasn't happened already, is that because you were talking about female bosses. I am surprised that a lot of heterosexual men have not made complaints about their female bosses to HR because they could get money they can get some kind of compensation, just as much as the women.
Right. And that's what I'm telling, and I don't know, and that's when the laws will change. As soon as the men start speaking up, this little, well, she brushed me and I was uncomfortable when I walked by, she's staring at, that's when the law will change against women and say, whoa, we got to pull back because this is just silly stuff here, filling our company full of silly stuff. We're losing good employees over silly shit. Lawsuits, frivolous lawsuits, the company is losing so much money. That's when the laws will change, when the men start saying, okay, I'm going to use the law on my advantage. And this woman is making me feel uncomfortable. I'm sitting next to this woman, and she's making me feel uncomfortable. You realize, Brian, she owns the company? Oh, just a second. I'm calling my lawyers. I got three Jews that will take care of it, what I need to take care of. You know what I mean? They will give me all the money I need. I could sue you. But so men start standing up, this bullshit of accusation, this bullshit of this will continue until men start standing up. What
and
I
then
suggest is...
Then what's going to end up happening is in the next 10 years, we're going to be having robots working at these companies,
right?
Just like in the next 10 years, there will be no such thing as gender on a birth certificate. You know, I was trying to send you the article about that. The Medical Something Association. I forgot the whole thing, but they're trying to put it in. They're trying to vote on it or make it permanent where they won't have the gender on birth certificates for now. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
You know?
Gonna try
and,
to make,
and it's sad
yeah.
because
mm-hmm.
it's sad
well,
because
you know
the
what?
Police officers.
You know what?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not trying to interrupt you, but you know you said something that pissed me off. If I was still having kids and they didn't put it. I said, I'd be telling them, you better take that fucking birth certificate back and put the gender of my child on there. My child is
exactly.
a boy. My child is a
exactly.
girl. So,
someone,
no, they
someone
should,
sent
they
me
should
this,
make
someone,
it.
Someone had, yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say they should make it the parent's choice, not do it
yes.
on their own.
Yes. And
but
someone,
they're not. That's the whole problem.
Yesterday. I was so pissed off. I said, are you fucking serious? I said, oh, hell no. And you know what I mean? Because I ain't going to lie. My soldiers are still marching. So the next woman I get with, they're going to have to be fertile than a motherfucker because I'm trying to have me some more kids. And it's like, I don't want my kid being called a thing or a subject or, you know, whatever.
Or
name they're
they, them. I've
yeah,
been seeing
you know
this thing
saying?
On Instagram, the thing. They have this thing underneath their – some people have this thing underneath their bio, he, she, or they, them.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's right.
Yep. And right now, I really agree with what you just said, Ellen. I really hope they make it – they have it to where it's the parent's choice because if they make this a permanent thing, man, I'm going to be – that's going to piss me off. And I don't think I'm going to want to have any kids. Any more kids, you know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. You know what I mean? Why should a baby be disrespected like that? You know what I mean? It's still a human being. You know what I mean? But the thing is,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? I mean, we can't really get mad because this stuff been going on for years. You know what I mean? Like I was saying, RuPaul
no, I mean,
started
no,
with that
see,
shit,
this
that
thing
drag
about,
shit.
You know, the they,
yeah.
them, and the,
yeah.
you know, the... All of this stuff just started recently. I haven't.
Well, no,
seen
no.
It
what before. I'm what I'm saying is like this whole drag shit. This whole you know
oh,
trans
yeah,
shit.
All
this
of
shit
that
started.
Has been,
this
yeah.
shit started years ago, and it took Obama to get in office to really push that shit. Like I said, he's a part of a secret, not a you know they have other secret societies, but he's a part of a gay. A homosexual gay secret society, and you know those people met up. They had a meeting, and they pushed this LGBTQ plus shit now. And now it's so bad because they want to be considered a she or he, you know, all this crazy stuff. And so now they're really pushing this shit, and I just feel like they shouldn't be pushing it on normal people like us, you know. And I'm calling us normal people because most of us, we love who we are. We ain't trying to change for nobody, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, as far as changing how we do things, yeah, but we're not trying to change our body parts, anything like that. And so I feel, you know, they should make it a choice for the parent or however they want to do that.
I don't know about you, King, but I could use an extra 3 inches. You know,
I'll donate mine, Joe, for the cost.
Nah, Tiny goes, is always mad at me. He says, "Why did you make me so short?" I said, "That's the way it is. Shut up."
Oh my God.
Oh man.
He talks to it. He talks to it, and he named it. Oh my God.
That's why.
Well,
tiny
Ellen,
boy.
Ellen, you know I named
Tiny Pistol.
Yeah,
you know, he'll show up. All right, Ellen. He barely likes you enough as it is.
What?
Don't get him pissed off. He's here. All right? I'm just saying.
I couldn't hear. I didn't hear what you said. What did you say?
I said he barely likes you as it is, so don't get him pissed off. Don't let him start mouthing.
Well, you know what? I don't like him either, so. Oh, you don't like me? Ooh, that's
oh, there we go.
Who the fuck are you? You! I'm talking to you, you fucking cellulite. You! Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. What is your problem that you had the name Tiny? Well, I can't help it. My fucking Joe, he didn't know how to grow me. You fucking bastard.
I gotta admit that I have went through a couple of names of mine too. You think men name it? Let's say, King, do you have a name for your penis?
No.
Oh, you didn't name yours?
No.
Oh my God.
It's a penis with no name. I'm anonymous.
Did you hear King? He had to think about it, like, should I have named it something? I don't
yes,
know.
I know, right?
If we don't have names for our dicks, you know our dicks ain't shit except in all the normal 6 inches or maybe a little bit longer.
Yeah.
People who have fucking big dicks, they name them like, Longo.
They name it. They sure do. They get the credit. It's like old school. You name your car. You name your boat. You name your penis. And mine went through a lot of different names. I settled on Black Magic. But there is a, you know, the bro with the fro.
Because it disappears or what?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the names like Kong and everything, it was so cliche. I want to, you know, I call it the Assassin. You know, there's good names. The Terminator. I'll be back as soon as I take a nap.
Terminator.
You know?
Oh, God.
Jeez.
But going back to our topic, you know who I blame for this society? See, now we have to remember, and we keep forgetting, that the millennials are now 34, 40. They're running companies, head of corporations, business people. But we have to go back to how they're brought up. Everybody gets a trophy, participation, just participating, you get rewarded. It really fucked them up, and the men are gone. And let me tell you what I mean. See, you women still want the strong man, but then you want him sensitive. I mean, you don't really want a weak man. And every woman will admit that they don't want a weak man, but society brings you that way. And what I blame is the single mothers. And single moms and the grandmas. Oh, the grandmas are the worst. When they try to raise the children,
me.
Oh, my God, they're the worst.
I don't have a weak son.
Well, that's my point. That's my point. But society is telling these kids when they're millennials, and you got a lot of single moms raising these children, teaching them how to treat a woman.
Me and my mom raised Paul, and he is not weak at all.
Oh, I understand. I'm not talking about you specifically. I'm just talking in generality that the way that the millennials are raised.
Yes, you were. Tell me.
I'm going to kick Tiny in his eyes.
What are you going to do about it, Joe?
Shut the fuck up, you stupid.
Yeah, really. Can you imagine Joe at a car, Joe walking down the street and his penis is talking to him? You don't even get along with your penis. Shut right. the fuck up.
You never treat me right.
I know.
Yeah.
I can't even
anywhere.
Get along with my young dick.
No, this will be Joe's. You never take me anywhere. How come we don't go
yeah.
out anymore?
I know.
No, that would be Tiny. Tiny would say,
you don't take
that's
me anywhere.
Because you
about.
Can't perform.
That's what I'm talking about. Your penis would say, how come we never go out anymore? You never take me anywhere.
I would tell him the truth.
You can't.
You can't perform, you stupid little prick. Shut up.
Joe would end up in Bellevue right beside you, Brian.
Right?
I happen to agree with Tiny. But we have come to this situation where Trump, I'm going to go with Trump, and I'm, this is not bashing
March.
Trump. Trump comes from the school I come from and everything, where men are men. And it's political bullshit about how one minute section. We have to change our whole lives. I played it about a week ago, and the title was.
But it's also the men's fault. It's also the men's fault. The men always capitulate. They always go, "Oh my
yeah.
God, I got an allegation of sexual harassment," and they fucking leave the jobs. They resign. Shut up, man. Stand up to the bitch. So 20 years ago, you grabbed her ass. For 5 seconds. And
right.
other men and women should go, you know what? Who cares? Who the fuck
right.
cares? But we aren't doing that. Because men are pussies nowadays. And we go, well,
right.
not we, but the men go, oh, my God. He harassed her? Oh, how horrible. How horrible. Fuck
right.
off. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, let me apologize for being a man. And we got to that point. The basic core is, let me apologize for being a man. Let me apologize for looking at you in a way that making you feel uncomfortable. Let me apologize for giving you a compliment that's making you feel like I'm creepy. So now we have to apologize for being a man. And the truth of it is that we're not acceptable in a millennial and there's the Z, that's after the millennial, the Z people coming up. Men are not acceptable, and you can't, and I do the same thing with people with pets. When you try to humanize pets and give them sweaters and this and all this, put them in car seats and this and this and this. And my worst thing I hate is when the dog barks, and then they punish the dog for barking, for being a dog. He's a dog,
mm-hmm.
and you're trying to. Get his natural instincts. You're trying to redirect this dog and saying, my natural instinct is I bark when I, you know what I mean? But then you punish him for that.
Yeah.
And I say the same thing with women, is that you're punishing him, and it's criminal for a man to behave like a man. Now, women, we're not talking. You're going to take it to another level. I don't want to even have that discussion. Well, what do you mean? Well, they try to rape me, and they paw me in there. I'm not going there. That's assault. We're not talking assault. We're talking just basic. If I'm in an airplane and I see an attractive woman next to me in the next seat and I'm staring at her, all of a sudden she can call the stewardess and say, I would like to move my seat, please. And goes, why? This man is making me feel uncomfortable. Just that word, uncomfortable. Forget about anything else.
Yeah.
Just that word. He is making me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Do you know what is coming down the pipe? Because you and King reminded me of it.
because King was talking about robots and you were talking about a company.
Sure.
Do you know that they are seriously talking about writing bills so that when sex dolls get become more available for sale? Now listen to this. This is so stupid. You won't believe what I'm about to say.
Mm-hmm.
That when the sex doll gets taken home, it's a crime if you're an owner of a sex doll to hurt that sex doll.
Wow.
Oh, my God. See, I told you, Brian, I told you that this was going to happen. They're going to make it so that this doll, if you do something wrong to this doll is going to be able to call rape.
Well, you know what?
Oh, you knew
how
about
that
it, Helen?
Happen?
Yeah,
she knew about it.
When Brian had that show on about artificial intelligence, and he was talking about the sex dolls, and I was making a joke about it, you know, and I was saying something about, you know, next thing you know, this doll is going to have this guy in court saying, he raped me, he touched me the wrong way.
Right.
He made me do shit that I didn't want to do.
Well, you know, you're absolutely
right. About
it.
But you're,
Brian,
you're
remember,
absolutely right.
I was joking about it, and you were laughing.
Well, I'll tell you how serious it is. I'll tell you how serious it is. And Joe, you're absolutely correct. And Ellen, you're absolutely correct. And then somebody saying, you're laughing at us right now going, yeah, right, a sex doll is going to tell us that we abuse a sex doll. How can a sex doll say that? Well, I'm going to tell you how a sex doll can say it. And this is really serious.
Well, you know what? You know what, Brian?
I'll tell you how.
Let me tell you how. Let me tell you how.
Okay.
They're gonna
okay.
Because my mom's got a chip in her heart that, you know, if something goes wrong with her, it sends
you're
a signal
close.
To her doctor. They're
gonna
put a chip in that doll.
Right.
They're gonna put a chip in that doll, and if you do something wrong to it, that doll's gonna send a signal.
That's one. Here's another thing. Recently, I bought a smart TV. And I warned Ellen about smart TVs. When you get a smart TV and you're connected to...
I don't have a smart TV.
Okay, well, we had the conversation.
Well,
when you get a smart
TV... but it's not on.
Okay. Okay. When you get a smart TV... You know what, Ellen?
I love the interaction between you two.
I know. You're getting close to really... You can see the two hands getting closer to the neck before the show. But your TV is mentally ill. A mental challenge TV. But what I'm trying to say is that Alexa and all these smart tools that you have in your home, there are people gathering data from you in your home. We did a show about a month ago where Amazon... With Alexa and everything, they are listening. Your thing comes on, and they're gathering data. And their answer was this: they're saying, "Well, we're listening because we want to make Alexa more comfortable with human behavior." That was their answer. So if you had a sex doll, which is an AI, it's going to be a smart bitch, and there's going to be something in there that's gathering information on you. Because it's going to be connected to your Wi-Fi.
That's right.
It will be.
That's right.
And they can tell when you're abusing a doll because it will be on a manufacturer thing. You do not do this to the doll, to the street, blah, blah, blah. You know, don't electrocute her and don't anal fuck her without oil. Whatever. And then that doll is going to have that noise if you try to anal her. Beep, 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 beep. It's like an SOS thing. Beep, 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 beep. There's going to be a guy going. Oh, shit. Brian's doing anal on the doll again. Beep, 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 beep. And the AI police is going to come to your home. And that manufacturer could probably sue you. that manufacturer could probably sue you for abusing their product.
It is very possible. If they can keep track of you through the cell phone, they can keep track of you through the sex doll.
Right. And God forbid, don't
Ellen,
get a Middle
your
Eastern
mother has
sex. Yeah, go ahead.
What?
Go ahead, Jeff.
What?
Ellen, your mother has a chip in her heart that actually transmits information to the hospital?
Yeah, because she was having too many seizures and she was fainting too much. My mom's got heart problems, and you know,
that
and she lives alone.
Technology. Holy shit.
Yeah, and actually she's got to go get it replaced probably in the next couple of months because the battery's
wow.
dying and it's not sending signals to
yeah.
her doctor like it should. So.
My God. That is amazing. That's fucking amazing. Because I was seeing
mm-hmm.
something like that in a science fiction episode, a sci-fi episode. It wasn't science fiction, it was sci-fi years and years ago. And wow. I mean, that is some advancement.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, Brian. She's got to go get that chip replaced within the next month or so because the battery's dying on it and it's not sending signals like it should.
Same thing with the sex doll. That can have a chip. It's like the cell phone. And if the chip starts getting overheated or if the programming gets interrupted, the guy could probably go to jail for using a fucking machine. It's like taking a baseball bat to your toaster. Who wants to go to jail for taking a baseball bat to your fucking toaster? Same thing with a sex doll. They don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, people
yeah, see,
are so stupid,
this world's
they will
fucked
accept
up.
It.
Oh, yeah.
God, yeah. Oh, gee.
Yep. Oh, what happened
well,
to Brian?
Took the opportunity to go get a cup of coffee.
I think the AI society got him.
Yeah. That's right. They found out he's talking about him.
Mm. Yeah.
The
AI
society.
Police came and knocked on his door.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right.
And those AI popos don't play. They got facts. It's like,
yeah.
you know.
It reminds me of Men in Black.
Yeah. I mean, next thing you know, you're going to come to my house, and I got an AI doll putting this knee on my neck. That's the next thing.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Told you not to
Can
do
you
that.
Your AI doll. Oh, I know. Your AI doll says, I'm going to fuck you up.
Exactly.
Did you hear Brian? That chip in my mom's heart, she's gotta go have it replaced.
Yeah, you have to do that. I mean, you know, my father had he had a pig valve. You know, it's amazing how we keep the old folks alive nowadays. Yeah. You gotta get it replaced. How do you know when the battery's running out? Is like a smoke alarm? I mean, does she stutter or something? Okay, time to change.
No, it's not.
Battery's running down.
It's not sending signal. No, the doctor looked at it and he said that it's not sending signals the way it should. So, and she got it
Yeah.
A while.
Yeah. Hey,
that means she's
going to
get cut open again.
Wow. Keep a watch out on her, you know, until she gets that battery, you know what I mean? You know, because my grandmother that passed away in October last year, she had one of those too, you know. And them things can really go out, you know, but yeah, I'm sorry to hear about that, man. I pray that they get her in next month and hurry up and get her a new one, you know.
Mhm. Oh yeah, her doctor's keeping an eye on her.
Oh, okay.
Well,
okay.
You know, Ellen, you'll know too because you'll know that the battery's running out when your mother starts to stutter.
That is not, Brian, I'm going to wring your fucking neck.
She starts having Tourette's.
Your mother stuttering. Tourette's. And she stutters. Ellen.
Fuck you. Okay, we need to change the batteries for Ma.
Yeah, got to get that battery fixed, Ma. Okay.
Ellen. Oh.
Ellen's quiet. Oh, I'm sorry, Ellen.
Yeah, Ellen's quiet. You guys are fuckers.
I know. She's saying that you motherfuckers. Oh, sorry.
Wow.
Shut up, Tiny.
Exactly. Ellen's mother comes, just don't watch TV in front of Ellen's mother. She'll walk in front of you and change the channel. What was that? I was watching the game.
That's right.
Okay, Ellen.
Hey, Ma, sit down.
Sorry, Ellen. You know it's fair game.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like you mean it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get the shoebox. Here we go again. All right.
Ma, sit down. You're fucking with the TV.
Ma, sit down. I can't find my keys, dear. You're changing the channel, Ma, and the microwave's on. All right. Ellen, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
Nothing sacred. So anyway, no, I wish her the best. She knows that. She knows that. So,
Joe, I hope Tiny gets a cold in his head.
So do I, Ellen. Anything to go with Joe. Fucking bastard.
Yeah, really. Oh, here we go. There's people listening to the show going, when are you going to get to the point? I hear you. I do see the problem of it is when women.
I'm still thinking about
changing the channel. Oh, my God,
Joe. When did we get Netflix? Ma, sit down.
Ma, put on Netflix, will you? Stand over there. I can watch Netflix.
You know what? Okay, y'all have your conversation. I'm going to get.
No. Wow.
Oh, come on, Ellen. Tell your mom I said hi.
Yeah. She'll come on this show and kick all of our asses. I know her mom.
Oh, but that is amazing, though. I mean, to actually have a chip in your heart that actually transmits electronically information
right.
to your doctor.
I know.
I am amazed by that. I really
yeah.
am.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. She, right. And thank God she did, you know.
Yeah.
Ellen, you know, we're going to be more sensitive with Ellen.
Yes.
I'm not.
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm drinking coffee.
I know. Because it was hard when she was going to get it because I used to talk to her and everything. And it was kind of hard talking to her when she was first, you know, getting it. Because I would say, hi, Ellen's mom. How you doing? And this will happen. Boom. Hello? Oh, my God, she fainted again. Ellen, your mom.
Oh, geez.
I know. Oh, I went too far, oh. Joe, really? Okay.
You did. You went too far that time. Oh, God. You faded again. Oh, God.
She faded again. I better call Ellen. Oh, I don't know what happened. I don't know. I don't know, Georgette. You know, one minute we were talking, and then the next minute I just don't know what. Georgette? Georgette? No. Okay. All right.
Honey, you still there?
Georgette? Hello. Hello. All right.
Oh,
Ellen
God.
Is so pissed at us. See, but she has a tough skin. Most people say, fuck you guys, I'm never coming back. So
Ellen,
I don't.
Are you still there, baby?
Yeah.
Ellen. She's not saying anything. Ellen? Honey?
Well, you know,
Ellen,
I'm sure
you
she's here,
Ellen. Don't
you
remember all the times when I would call in and you would ignore me?
Exactly.
Remember those good times?
Oh, man. But going back to our topic, we have to. Women change the workplace. That's a fact, Jack. And changing the workplace is actually changing the DNA of every man. How he looks, how he dresses, how he talks, how he jokes at the water cooler, how he reacts. It changes the whole workplace. And it's changing a DNA. Now, we have these men, so-called men.
I'm here.
Who are millennials.
Okay, I'm here.
Hi, welcome back, kiddo. We have these so-called men millennials are pussies. And they've been raised by single parents, you know, single moms. And what I hear single mothers say, I don't need no man. And yet, in front of the children, they say how bad the man is, and I don't want you to be like that, and this is how I want to raise you, so you can be more sensitive towards women, treat them with respect. My mother did that to me. You know, she said the same thing. She goes, I don't want you to go out with whores anymore, but I love whores, Ma. No, you need a nice girl. No, I need a whore. And then she would teach me, you got to respect women. You got to treat them nice. You got to treat them delicately. You got to be a gentleman. All these things that I tend to ignore. This is what she was teaching me. So I can imagine these millennials coming up and they have no balls. I'll give you an example. It was a friend of mine. I got to talk soft because he lives here. He said that him and his lady went to gambling, and he wanted to play this machine. This was like a week ago. And she says, no, you can't play that machine. They're married. He goes, why not? She goes, well, that machine doesn't give you bonuses. He looks at the machine. He goes, well, it says it gives me bonuses. I want to play. She goes, no, you don't want to play that machine. And then what he said to me is like, she had me doubting my own self of who I was. And then it was another thing that he said. He wanted a TiVo for the TV. And she goes, we don't need a TiVo. He goes, but I want a TiVo, and we don't need a TiVo. And he walked away and goes, I guess we don't need a TiVo. And again, he says, she has me doubting my own self. Women, you have no idea what you're doing. And my titles may be inappropriate to you. My titles may be offensive to you. But what I don't understand about you women is that you're married to men and you have sons. And I am trying to tell you that a boy and a man must be a man, but you are so busy attacking how we behave as men. How are you training your sons to become men? Because this is a cruel, you're not training them right, because this is a cruel world. They're going to compete with jobs, they're going to compete with society, they're going to compete to get a date, and they're not dealing with rejection very well, because as soon as they deal with rejection, they're going to take a town to bring them back up, and they'll go on social media so people can lift them back up, because they don't have the tools to do it themselves. The days about me falling down on a bike and my father yelling, get back up, you can do it right again, are gone. Because if somebody falls down on a bike, half the block comes running out of their house and pick the guy up, and one person is bandaging him, another person giving him CPR, and another person is giving him a new seat to make his bum cushy. We are making weak men, and weak men are falling for this shit. We don't know how to act. And case in point with Cuomo. Listen, you really need to listen to the charges before you hear all this other bullshit. And you really need to listen to it. Here's Letitia James. And listen to it with not a biased ear. Just listen, because this could happen to your sons. It can happen to your father. And your husband could lose his job within a minute if some bitch just feels uncomfortable. You could lose your house. You could lose everything because someone is feeling uncomfortable. That should be a danger to you women. Listen to the charges. Here we go. It's only going to be a little bit, but you need to hear the charges.
I'll make a brief statement and then turn it over to Ms. Clark and to Mr. Kim, who will delve into the investigation's findings. The independent investigation has concluded that Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed multiple women, and in doing so violated federal and state law. Specifically, the investigation found that Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed current and former New York State employees by engaging in unwelcome and non-consensual touching and making numerous offensive comments of a suggestive and sexual nature that created a hostile work environment for women. The investigators independently corroborated and substantiated these facts through interviews and evidence, including contemporaneous notes and communications. This evidence will be made available to the public along with the report. This investigation was started after a number of women publicly alleged that they had been sexually harassed by Governor Cuomo. And on March 1st of this year, the governor's office made a referral to my office pursuant to State Executive Law 63-8 regarding these allegations. Executive Law Section 63-8 permits the New York Attorney General's office, with the approval of the governor or when directed by the governor, to inquire into matters concerning the public peace, the public safety, and public justice. This referral issued by the governor enabled my office to appoint independent outside investigators to look into these allegations. And on March 8, 2021, Ann Clark and June Kim, they were officially deputized as special deputies. Ms. Clark and Mr. Kim and their respective firms were chosen to lead this investigation because of their decades of work at the highest levels, their deep expertise on matters in question, and their careers fighting to uphold the rule of law. Ann Clark is a partner at Vladnick, Raskin, and Clark PC, where she focuses on employment law issues on behalf of employees at the trial and appellate levels. And during her more than 30-year career, Ms. Clark has represented clients in a variety of employment, sexual harassment, and other discrimination cases in the private sector.
All right, blah, 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 blah. Now, let's fast forward to the charges actually. You got to hear this. Let's hear the charge. I'm not hearing. Okay, here she is right here. Listen to this one. Now, remember, ladies, you may want to side saying he's a dirty, dirty man. But I want you to think, is he a man? Or is this really criminal acts that he's performing? When I hear creating a hostile environment in the workplace, I don't think he's harassing ugly people. How is it creating a hostile environment? That's why we have HR. Somebody bothering you, go to HR. And all this bullshit with women claim, and when I hear this victimhood of saying, he's too powerful, that's why I didn't complain. That's bullshit. Bullshit. Now, here's the charges, and listen to the charges, and you tell me. Here we go.
Our findings are supported by extensive evidence. That includes interviews and testimony from 179 witnesses and review of tens of thousands of documents.
Okay, here she comes.
I'll now turn it over to my colleague, Ann Clark.
Here we go. Listen
to walk
this.
Through some of the specifics
related
to sexual harassment, the policy violations, and the retaliation.
Now, you could tell by the sound of her voice that this bitch is looking to take down some man. This is a bitch hunter. She's looking to take, you know, she's a pussy hunter, taking down an innocent man. Listen to these charges. Here you go.
We find that the governor on many occasions engaged in sex-based harassing conduct and conversations. The most serious was the governor's unwelcome physical contact with women, including touching intimate body parts.
I didn't get the memo. We cannot touch your body parts? Oh, my. This is a federal investigation. We have the pandemic. We got Cuba. We got Africa. We got Great Britain with the floods and everything. We got China. But, federal offense. Warning, warning, Will Robinson. Listen to this, and you can tell by her voice that she's a feminist. Here we go.
He engaged in this conduct with state employees, including those who didn't work in the executive chamber, as well as non-employees. One current employee, who we identify as executive assistant number one, endured repeated physical violations.
Now, that's another thing I don't like about you women. You are making accusations, but yet you're keeping your identity secret. We're going to expose the man and how dirty and naughty he is, but the person who's accusing this person, we're going to keep her anonymous. Now, the law states that if you have a criminal trial, let's just go criminal trial, the man, the law says that you have to face your accuser. They're not anonymous anymore. And when you keep already it's unfair. Already we're going into a situation where somebody's accusing you. We're going to keep them anonymous, keep their privacy, protect them, and yet we're going to tell you who this bad man is. That's my number one gripe right here. That's not fair.
On November 16th, 2020, in the executive mansion, the governor hugged executive assistant number one and reached under her blouse to grab her breast.
All right. All right. You may have a case there. Well, maybe, you know, there's a reason for it. Maybe her breast popped out of her bra and he was just rearranging her titty back into the bra thing. Let's not just go there that it was harassment. Maybe he was helping her. Because, you know, some women, it's very uncomfortable when your titty pop out of your bra. Very uncomfortable. Let's continue.
This was a culmination of a pattern of inappropriate sexual conduct, including numerous close and intimate hugs, where the governor held her so closely that her breasts were pressed against his body.
All right, now we're getting to the area. Now we got to go. Now, men, don't hug a woman closely that her breast is pressed against her body. So now we have to redirect our hugs. This is serious shit. We can laugh at it. You heard her. It's a federal offense. If a man hugs you and her breast is pressed against her body, that's a hug. Now we have to redefine what a hug is because that's a federal offense now? Seriously. Here we go.
We find that the governor on many occasions engaged in sex-based harassing conduct and conversations. The most serious was the governor's unwelcome physical contact with women, including touching intimate body parts. He engaged in this conduct with state employees, including those who didn't work in the executive chamber, as well as non-employees. One current employee, who we identify as executive assistant number one, endured repeated physical violations. On November 16th, 2020, in the executive mansion, the governor hugged executive assistant number one and reached under her blouse to grab her breast. This was a culmination of a pattern of inappropriate sexual conduct.
How else is he going to touch her breast if he didn't reach under her blouse? I don't get it. How do you expect him to touch her titty? This is a violation of man code. Now, item two.
Including numerous close and intimate hugs, where the governor held her so closely that her breasts were pressed against his body, and he sometimes ran his hands up and down her back while he did.
Wow. Whoa. Please don't hug anybody and rub your hand up and down their back. That's a federal violation. Don't do it.
So, there were also several occasions on which the governor grabbed her butt.
Uh-oh. Butt grabber.
Executive assistant number one had vowed that she was going to take these violations, as she put it, to the grave. She was terrified that if she spoke out, she would lose her job. But she broke down in front of colleagues when she heard the governor on March 3rd, 2021, in his press conference claim that he had never touched anyone inappropriately. She then confided in her coworkers, who saw her break down as to what had happened, and they were the ones that reported the conduct to attorneys in the executive chamber. The governor also several times inappropriately touched a state trooper assigned to the unit to protect the governor. In an elevator, while standing behind the trooper, he ran his finger from her neck down her spine and said, "Hey, you."
Wow. This, can it get any more horrible than this? Oh, my God. Wow. Ellen, hey you. Uh-oh, I'm up for charges.
Another time, she was standing holding the door open for the governor. As he passed, he took his open hand and ran it across her stomach from her belly button to the hip where she keeps her gun. She told us that she felt completely violated
You had a gun, motherfucker.
Fuck off.
Can you hear these?
Oh, my God.
These are federal offenses.
Yeah.
Okay, if
you're supposed
like,
to be protecting
like
him,
I said, if he didn't like what he was doing, then take your gun and shoot his ass.
Oh, Mike.
Really?
This is these are the charges against him. Here we go. Look at this one.
To have the governor touch her, as she put it, between her chest and her privates. Governor,
you're not even touching her privates. It's between your chest and your privates. He didn't even touch your privates. So what are you complaining about? He touched your stomach?
That's right.
Okay, here we go.
Maybe she's mad because he
also inappropriately touched women who were attending work-related events at which the governor made remarks. At one event in September 2019, while having his picture taken with an employee of a state entity, the governor grabbed this young woman's butt. At another event in May of 2017, the governor pressed and ran his fingers across the chest of a woman while reading the name of her company, whose logo was on her chest. The governor also engaged in a widespread pattern of subjecting women to unwanted hugs and kisses and touching them in ways that made them uncomfortable. Conduct that is not just old-fashioned affectionate behavior, as he and some of his staff members would have it, but unlawful sex-based harassment.
Whoa.
In addition to the physical conduct, our investigation found that the governor regularly made comments to staff members and state employees that were offensive and gender-based.
Oh. Now it's offensive and gender-based. Here we go. This is what's happening in our world. Here we go.
For example, the governor crossed the line many times when speaking with Charlotte Bennett, a briefer and executive assistant, particularly in spring of 2020. When she confided in the governor that she had been sexually assaulted in college, he asked her for the details of her assault.
Yeah.
When talking about potential girlfriends, he said he thought he could date women as young as 22.
These are charges, by the way. When the woman was talking about her sexual assault, he asked her for details. Well, what was happening? Maybe he was a lawyer or whatever. That was offensive. That's another charge. Then another charge is that he said he doesn't date women older than this. That's another charge against him. These are actual charges what's happening in our society.
I don't blame them for being upset for when he ran his fingers across her chest. A legitimate erogenous zone. Keep your hands off a woman's tits. The other shit. No, it's all made up just to embarrass them.
Yeah, exactly. And okay, I will give him men. See, but we don't know the context of this. This could be at a Christmas party. We know that Cuomo drinks. We know that he drinks. We know that he's Italian. Just being Italian is up for being sexual harassment. You ever go to Italy? Hey, baby.
It probably will be.
I know.
It probably
Italian.
Will be. I know. Well, are you Italian? Holy shit. Report him to human resources.
Exactly. And let's get that French guy up for charges, too.
You made me feel uncomfortable. Where's Frenchie?
Let's ban Pepe Le Pew. He's a bad example for men. Hey, come on, my little tweeter. Pepe Le Pew should be banned on every television. Here we go. This is getting...
Brian, I wouldn't be joking about that because they're trying to do that. They're trying to ban Pepe Le Pew for some reason.
Are you serious? You
didn't know
that? Yeah.
No, I did not know that. We got to
that
point.
They're trying to take Elmer Fudd's guns away from him. I'm serious.
Oh, He went too far to take Elmer Fudd's guns away. What about Samity Sam? Elmer Samity Fudd. Sam, what about him?
Yeah,
are we gonna pass?
I mean, yeah, they're trying to do all of that because they're saying that these cartoons are too violent for today's kids.
Oh, God, trying to take guns away from fucking...
Elmer Fudd
can't even shoot straight. They're going to take the fucking guns away from a blind fucking cartoon. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, fucking real.
The way you said it, Ellen, you said it so seriously, and they're trying to take Elmer Fudd's gun away.
No, I'm serious. It is a serious thing. They're trying to ban all these cartoons. They're trying to get them off the air.
Oh, you little wasco.
Right? You little wasco.
You little wasco. Mr. Fudd, did you try to kill the bunny? What? Where's that wabbit? Don't believe that wabbit.
Where?
It was wabbit season. Okay, here we go,
Brian. It's from Deadline.com. Yeah. New Looney Tunes cartoons ban Elmer Fudd from having a gun, but other mayhem is okay.
I'm fucking real. Ban Elmer Fudd from having a gun.
Oh,
Jesus.
That's just really wonk. But this is where we're going.
Man,
this is where we're going.
This is where we're going.
It is. We're almost done with this. These are his charges, and you must know. Here we go.
Knowing that Miss Bennett was 25 at the time, he asked her whether she had ever been with older men. He told her that he was lonely and wanted to be touched. He asked her if she was monogamous and what she thought about monogamy. He speculated on how her history as a sexual assault survivor might affect her romantic life. He told her that she looked like Daisy Duke. He suggested that she get a tattoo she was contemplating on her butt and asked her if she had any piercings anywhere other than her ears. Miss Bennett texted to a friend on the day where many of these comments were made that she was upset and confused and that she was shaking. Another example is the governor's comments to the state trooper, the same trooper he touched on the stomach and back. After the governor had become single, he asked the trooper how old she was. When she responded that she was in her late 20s, he said, that's too old for him. He then asked her how much of an age difference he thought he could have between him and a girlfriend and have the public still accept it. She suggested it might be a good idea to stick with women at least as old as your daughters. She then tried to deflect the conversation by asking the governor what he was looking for in a girlfriend. He responded that he was looking for somebody who could handle pain.
I like how she put it. She then deflected the conversation and asked the governor, I guess, what kind of girl you're interested in. She didn't change the conversation. She didn't sidestep the conversation. She still engaged in the conversation. But the way that she said it, she deflected. She didn't deflect nothing. She continued the conversation. I just like how women tend to put things. I mean, if you really listen to what she's saying, she didn't deflect shit.
25 at the time. He asked her whether she had ever been with older men. He told her that he was lonely and wanted to be touched. He asked her if she was monogamous and what she thought about monogamy. He speculated on how her history as a sexual assault survivor might affect her romantic life. He told her that she looked like Daisy Duke. He suggested that she get a tattoo she was contemplating on her butt and asked her if she had any piercings anywhere other than her ears. Miss Bennett texted to a friend on the day where many of these comments were made that she was upset and confused and that she was shaking.
What?
Oh, fuck off.
The fucking state trooper.
I'm thinking. The state trooper's all fucking shaking because a guy asked her about some kind of sexual irrelevance in her mind, and she's shaking? Then fire the fucking bitch for being a goddamn weakling. She was
exactly.
Shaking. I don't
she's
want
confused.
That kind of bitch fucking protecting the public. I'm confused. Oh, my God.
He asked me about my daughter's age. I'm confused.
Yeah. And that, what is the appropriate date and everything?
Oh.
And I'm shaking and I'm so confused. You're a fucking state trooper.
Oh
man.
This is why you shouldn't have women on the fucking police force, or definitely not a firefighter.
Yeah. That's my point. My point is that you're making it impossible for men to work alongside of a man. We have to change our whole environment and our whole situation and our whole manhood for you to get a job and we can work with you. You're asking us not to be men. Now, the questions that he's asking, I know what you're saying. He's probably interested in dating her. These are questions I would ask if I was interested in dating, or if I was interested in somebody. He did not say, if you answer that, you're going to be fired, or she was demoted, or whatever.
Exactly.
And
precisely. And he is not threatening her.
Right.
And if she is a little bit uncomfortable, who cares? You're a state
right.
fucking trooper. Oh,
I know.
What a stupid fucking... Jesus
I know.
Christ.
And these are the charges against him, and we're almost done. Here we go.
He suggested that she get a tattoo she was contemplating on her butt and asked her if she had any piercings anywhere other than her ears. Miss Bennett texted to a friend on the day where many of these comments were made that she was upset and confused and that she was shaking. Another example is the governor's comments to the state trooper, the same trooper he touched on the stomach and back. After the governor had become single, he asked the trooper how old she was. When she responded that she was in her late 20s, he said, that's too old for him. He then asked her how much of an age difference he thought he could have between him and a girlfriend and have the public still accept it. She suggested it might be a good idea to stick with women at least as old as your daughters. She then tried to deflect the conversation by asking the governor what he was looking for in a girlfriend.
Was that deflecting?
He responded that he was looking for somebody who could handle pain. Another time, when the governor found out that the trooper was engaged, he asked her why she'd want to get married because, among other things, your sex drive goes down.
Okay.
As detailed in the report, employees recounted a pattern of similarly offensive comments and conversations.
So that's an offensive comment. You got to write that down. He did an offensive comment. His comment was, as soon as you get married, the man's been married a couple of times. He knows he's single. Your sex life will go down, which is true, by the way, which is true. That's offensive. I'm putting that down, and that's a violation. You cannot have a talk with this person. Now, again, I'm happy. I know he's a drinker. I know that he has a thing. I'm thinking some of these are just joking. I mean, if you talk to me in a conversation, I'm going to say 95% of things are offensive to you, and I'm joking. So I'm wondering how much of this is joking, how much of this is banter, how much is this that he was drinking, or how many of this was off hours because you are, like, you kind of, not like, what's her name? Which is the Trump girl that was fucking the Secret Service person? What was it? Was it Tiffany that she was fucking the Secret Service people? I really think Melania is fucking the Secret Service people. But you're accustomed with these
Trump's
people.
Daughter?
Yeah, Trump's daughter. Was it? Which one was it? Ellen, do you remember which one was?
I think it was Tiffany.
I think it was Tiffany. And Trump Jr., wife, how they nobody knew how they broke up, but Trump Jr.'s wife was fucking Secret Service too, and she got busted, and then he got divorced her and went to this other bitch, but she was fucking Secret Service too. But when you get used to these people guarding you, they become friends and family. They're with you all the time. How much is this casual conversation is just you being a man and say, you know, hey, Bob, you know, I mean, how many conversations, can you imagine Trump talking to the Secret Service off air? You know, like a man and a man, like a mano, come on. But anyway, here we go.
Such as the governor repeatedly asking executive assistant number one whether she would cheat on her husband, saying to her, if you were single, the things I would do to you. Telling her that she looked great for her age, which was early 30s, and for a mother. calling her and coworker Alyssa McGrath mingle mamas, comparing Lindsay Boylan to a more attractive version of one of his ex-girlfriends and to actresses. Women also described to us having the governor seek them out, stare intently at them, look them up and down, or gaze at their chest or butt.
Wow.
In sum, the governor routinely interacted with women in ways that focused on their gender, sometimes in explicitly sexualized manner, in ways that women found deeply humiliating and offensive.
Really?
Both federal and state law prohibit gender-based harassment in the workplace. In fact, the governor himself, in August of 2019, passed a law that eliminated in New York State the requirement that harassing conduct needed to be severe or pervasive. In New York, a woman need only show that she was treated less well, at least in part, because of her gender.
Wow.
Now that's breaking news. Imagine that law in New York. We have to hear that again. Listen to this.
Or gaze at their chest or butt. In sum, the governor routinely interacted with women in ways that focused on their gender, sometimes in explicitly sexualized manner, in ways that women found deeply humiliating and offensive. Both federal and state law prohibit gender-based harassment in the workplace. In fact, the governor himself, in August of 2019, passed a law that eliminated in New York State the requirement that harassing conduct needed to be severe or pervasive. In New York, a woman need only show that she was treated less well, at least in part, because of her gender.
Wow.
The governor's conduct detailed in the report clearly meets and far exceeds this standard. We also find that the executive chamber failed to follow its own harassment policies and procedures, ones that on paper are consistent with New York legal requirements. This was exemplified by the handling of Charlotte Bennett's complaint. In June of 2020, Ms. Bennett told the governor's chief of staff about recent conversations of a sexual nature that were so uncomfortable that she no longer wanted to interact with the governor. The chief of staff relayed Ms. Bennett's complaints to others in the governor's inner circle and transferred Ms. Bennett within days. 2 weeks later, the chief of staff and a special counsel spoke with Ms. Bennett, who detailed interactions with the governor that went back to May of 2019. The chief of staff and special counsel both found Ms. Bennett to be credible. The chief of staff consulted with the special counsel and with Melissa DeRosa, the secretary to the governor, and they decided they did not need to report this to the governor's Office of Employee Relations, GOER, or conduct any meaningful investigation. They simply moved Ms. Bennett and instituted a policy of not having a junior staffer be alone with the governor, and even that, they said, was to protect the governor. That response, we find, was a violation of the executive chamber's harassment policy, which clearly requires that all possible harassment be reported to GOER and investigated. Now, 6 months later, in December of 2020, when Lindsay Boylan tweeted that she had been sexually harassed by the governor, the executive chamber once again failed to report the issue to GOER. Although Ms. DeRosa, the special counsel, and certain other advisors knew about the allegations that Charlotte Bennett had made that the special counsel had found credible, no one treated Ms. Boylan's allegations seriously other than as a threat to the governor. Rather than any effort to determine if the governor had engaged in a pattern of sexually harassing behavior, a team of senior staffers,
the bitch is almost done. Here's how she finishes it.
Bring it up.
Dissemination of the letter disparaging Ms. Boylan constituted unlawful retaliation. I will now turn it back to Mr. Kim.
Right. Those are the charges of your governor. That's it. Those are the charges. Mind you, nobody came forward. Mind you, their allegations. Mind you, men behaving badly, fine. Men saying something at it, fine. But it just shows that you should not belong in a workplace. I'm sorry. I am not going to change my behavior to some bitch who feels uncomfortable, meaning that you should not work here. And if you feel uncomfortable about what I'm doing, how I conduct business, you should find another job. You're not entitled to that job. I mean, I really get offended when a woman goes, well, I'm in the workplace and I'm being harassed. Okay. Leave. Quit. Go somewhere else. No, I'm going to stay here. And I like my job. It's like the job is not owed to you. You're not entitled to this job. It's not like it's willed to you. And if you feel uncomfortable in the workplace, you should get the fuck out. And if you don't want to get the fuck out, short of rape and physical harassment when they're putting their hands on you, or short of intimidation, and again, if somebody's intimidating, you must do this, or you're going to get demoted or being treated unfairly, but just conversations that make you feel uncomfortable, you should not belong in a workplace. Now, I don't agree with anybody putting their hands on you. As soon as they put your hands on you, that's a ground for HR. You go to the thing, HR will take their investigation, and whatever happens, happens, and you must adhere to the HR findings. And if it doesn't suit you, you're a problem. If you don't go to HR and you come out later going, oh, yes, this happened to me 6 years ago and all this thing, you should be fired on the spot. If you never filed a complaint, if you never went to the HR, you never went to the channels, but you're one of these outside bitches that are going to put your name to a, I'm going to put my name to it too because this happened to me 3 years ago. I'm part of that. You don't deserve any of it. You don't deserve it. Get out. You're a problem. You don't belong in the workplace. You can't ignore the stats. 1 out of 4 women complain they have been harassed in the workplace. That's a lot of women. But when it's same gender, it's hardly reported at all. Meaning woman boss, woman employee, man boss, man employee. It's hardly even reported. Why? Why? Same harassment, why? Why isn't it when it's the same gender, it's not reported? Because it's not that important. Because they nip it in the bud. Because they settled it in the workplace. Because HR has done their investigation and they found that, okay, and they give you the option. Do you want to quit with pay? Do you want to stay there and we'll provide a safe work environment for you? Because it's worked out. But these bitches who complain about this shit don't want it worked out. They want the money. They want to sue. They don't want to be, he hit me on my butt. Okay, he pinched me on my butt. Give me the contacts. Where you? Were you at the party? Because they're not, see, and I always get suspicious when women talk about other women. When she says she deflected the conversation and said, what kind of women do you like? That's not deflecting the conversation. That's still enabling the conversation. Deflecting the conversation like, Governor, are you going to pass the bill on health care? That's deflecting the conversation. But it's not deflecting the conversation when you said, well, what kind of women did you like to be with? That's not, and how these women protect women? This only hurts you women. And you have to go with the stats again. 1 out of 4 women are harassed in a workplace. How do we get those stats? Because they came forward. That's how we got data. Those other 1 out of 3 women or whatever don't count. If there's not a crime, okay, here's what I'm going to say, and I hope Ellen's here and I hope King's here because I'm going to say this. It's not rape if you don't report it. I can almost hear.
Yep, that's true.
I can almost. I mean, if you don't report it, it's consensual sex, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. The people who report it, the people who go through this and everything, said they've been raped, this is it, we'll find a subject, we'll go like this and blah, blah, blah. I still say, if you don't report it, it's not sexual harassment, it's flirting. And if you don't report rape, it's just rough sex. Joe's back in the studio. Here we go. Joe, how you doing?
Hey.
So, hey, and what I said was bold. A lot of women's panties just cringe and everything, and their clit will probably never be sensitive again, what I just said. But my point of it is, I'm giving you tough love. I'm tired of you bullshit women or hanger-ons not reporting shit, then pile on somebody else who has the courage to do something about it, and then you decide to put your name to it. You are no different in my eyes than the rapist because you are not reporting it. You're not taking this motherfucker off the street. You're not reporting the dumbass boss who's harassing many women, but yet you're part of it when you could have reported it and stopped the harassment. Since you didn't say anything, you didn't stop the harassment, this guy is harassing more and more women, in your opinion, you're letting it happen, then all of a sudden you find some strong-ass woman there, and then you put your name to it. Well, you're the one who knew that the guy was harassing these women, cornering them in the office, probably doing assault, sexually assaulting them because it happened to you, and you're watching it and you know about it, but yet you're not doing anything about it. You're just as bad as the assaulter, if there's a word, by watching it, not saying it, and letting it go on. You're just as bad. You're just as bad. I have no sympathy for you little bitches. I have no sympathy for you bitches who are raped and don't tell no one. I have no sympathy. No, I'm not one of these guys going, oh, I'm sorry, your poor story, that's awful to you. You're damn right it was awful. Get the motherfucker off the street. Because as long as you keep your mouth shut, this guy's raping other innocent people. And in his head, he's getting away with it. And I don't want to hear no excuse that he's powerful, or he lives next door, or I know he's my father, or he's my uncle.
Like I told you before, I don't care if he's Jesus Christ. If he does something wrong, then he's going to jail.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm not holding on to Jesus Christ kind of thing. You know, you're on your own. Now, Jesus allowed to rape people. I love you, Jesus. You deal with your thing with Jesus.
No, he
I'm
ain't.
Out.
No, he
no,
ain't.
I'm not going. I'm protecting Jesus now. If Jesus raped some woman, it's because she deserved it. Right, Jesus? I love you, Jesus.
Really? Seriously?
The earth's treading on heavenly. You know what? I don't know where you're going after you die, but I'm going to just say something. I'm going to throw a rock at you down there. See if it hits you on the head. Leave Jesus out. How did you get Jesus in here with the raping? What did you do?
Because he's a man, okay?
Yeah. And if Jesus raped somebody, I think it's because they needed it. He was blessing them.
No, I don't think so.
All right. You don't condone holy rape. Leave Jesus out of it right now. You know, why do you do this? You're dragging me to hell with you. Huh?
I don't condone any kind of rape.
Yeah, but why did you have to bring the Lord into it? Are you saying that the Lord raped Mary? You can say that. Did the Lord say, hello, Mary, would you like to have a drink?
I didn't say that.
And I wonder how big the Lord's penis is. I mean, he has to have a great penis to reach from the heavens.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Why did you get me on this?
You're going
you know better. You did this. Talking about the Lord's penis. Why did you do this? Mm. You know I can't resist this talk.
And this is what happens on this talk show all the time, folks. Don't worry about it. It's okay.
It's okay. Where did this go? I don't care if he's Jesus Christ. He's raping people. He should serve in jail. You're putting Jesus in jail.
That's
even
right.
King going, okay. I know. Because he's a male?
I know. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's why Jesus
we gotta lock Jesus up when he comes back for the rapture. We gotta lock him up for sexual harassment.
Exactly, for sexual harassment. I know you, Jesus. Can you imagine? Some bitch will probably do it too. I guarantee you, Jesus came back, and Jesus came back for a little booty fun. Jesus is holy booty fun. You know, spring break. Some bitch will know. Okay, you're Jesus Christ. Uh huh. I didn't give you permission for my body and everything, blah, blah, blah. I'm putting you up for charges. Somebody would sue Jesus. But that's my thing. I have no sympathy about people with not saying shit and then jumping on the bandwagon. I have no sympathy for if, and I go back with the stats. Why is one out of four people who are women who are assaulted? One out of four. But when the same-sex gender, it's hardly reported. You have to think why. And it's because the people who don't report it knew it was bullshit and stupid, and they took care of it the right way. They went to HR. They said, knock it off. They said this. But the other one in four, why are these people, why are these women complaining? There's something there. There's something there. And you heard the charges against Cuomo. To a conversation, to rubbing his stomach and not rubbing her stomach and not touching her private area, to grabbing her butt. I mean, hell, back in the 90s, that was a requirement for your application. Would you? Are you a butt grabber? Sometimes, maybe, always. I check always. All right, you got customer service position. Thank you. Come on. How sacred is a girl's ass? To ruin a man's career, shut up. That's all I have to say. I mean, I can go on and on. I'm not going on and on. There's more things about it. Here's Cuomo. Cuomo has an answer to this. It's 5 minutes. Here's Cuomo. He's addressing the allegation. Let's see if he helps himself.
Let me make an unrelated announcement, if I can. I want to address the...
You mean undress? Shut up, you heckler! Okay. I can't be a... Why, who put in the heckler in the room? You mean undress, don't you, Governor? Shut up, remove him.
You get rid of that fucking heckler.
This is a serious conference. Okay.
The recent allegations that have been made against me. As you probably know, the Attorney General is doing an independent review, and I will fully cooperate with that review. Now, the lawyers say I shouldn't say anything when you have a pending review until that review is over. I understand that. I'm a lawyer, too. But I want New Yorkers to hear from me directly on this. First, I fully support a woman's right to come forward.
I support a woman's right to come forward and backwards as long as she comes. Get out of the conference room, you heckler. This is a serious business.
How's that heckler come back again? Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah, what's wrong with you? Okay. As long as she comes, it makes a difference. Come forward, come backwards, as long as she comes. Here we go.
And I think it should be encouraged in every way.
Uh-huh.
I now understand
right.
that I acted in a way that made people feel uncomfortable.
You're talking in a way that makes me feel uncomfortable, you fucking creep. Come on, you're not helping yourself here.
Oh, yeah.
You're not helping yourself, Governor.
He's
well,
the most
my hand
boring
was up
fucking speaker.
Yes, isn't he? Well, my finger was up between her butt cheeks. I now understand that that could be
that
uncomfortable.
That was Biden. Biden did that. Biden put his fingers in between, right in the clit. Of some
right.
fucking broad, right between the legs, right in the clip.
Well, could be a new voter. Politics are dirty. Well, here's 2 more minutes of this guy saying hello, and here we go.
Oh, God. All right.
It was unintentional, and I truly and deeply apologize for it.
Uh-huh.
I feel awful about it. And frankly, I am embarrassed.
But I'm
going to
deny it.
And that's not easy to say.
Yeah, I'm going to deny it, though.
But that's the truth.
Uh-huh.
But this is what I want you to know. and I want you to know this from me directly.
I did it when I was on drugs.
I never touched anyone inappropriately.
Right. Because in Italian, we kiss our nipples. We kiss our mother's nipples. Hello, Mom. Nothing inappropriate there.
Right. Nothing inappropriate.
Italian.
Come here, Mom.
Exactly.
You know. Come here, Mama.
Yeah, come on, Mom. Come here. Come here. Nothing inappropriate. Oh, this
guy.
Do it
all the time. Hey.
Hey, forget about it.
That's right.
Yeah, honey, you shouldn't do that to your mother. Oh, forget about it, Mom. Forget about it.
Yeah, she loves it. She loves it.
I'll give you one of these. You didn't say anything to Tony Two Lips. Nikki No Nose. Forget about it, Mom. Forget about it.
Hey, Mama said nothing to Nikki No Nose.
What about one arm Mario, Ma? You know what I mean? Come on. Bada boom, bada bing. Forget about it, Ma.
Yeah,
put your bra back on.
You're
embarrassing
me.
Bada
bing.
Exactly. Yeah, you're embarrassing me. You're embarrassing me. Put on your panties, Ma. You know the granny ones right there. The ones that don't soak when you walk. You know what I'm saying, Ma? Come on. Forget about it.
Oh, don't get me on Rodney Dangerfield. Don't you got me?
Yeah, I get no respect.
Pick up those panties over there. Yeah.
Oh man, you do a good Rodney though. You really do a good Rodney. Well, here we go.
I gotta work on it.
Oh. It's hard to do an improv Rodney because he's really quick. He's really smart. And it's like you get no respect, you know. It's really hard. Here we go.
I never touched anyone inappropriately.
Oh, that's a lie. No, that's
I never that's knew at the time that I was making anyone feel uncomfortable.
Right.
I never knew. At the time, I was making anyone feel uncomfortable.
Running out of the room, and
I certainly never, ever meant to offend anyone.
He sounds so condescending. You know what I mean? He sounds like a fuck. He just sounds so condescending. Like, oh, you're offended. I never, and I. He just sounds condescending. He's a fuck. You know, and his brother, right?
His brother. Oh, what's the new name? Oh, Fredo.
Yeah, you call him Fredo. He's going to call him Fredo. He's going to fuck somebody up at Starbucks because he called him Fredo.
Fredo, yeah.
Oh, man. Just to hear him talk is so condescending. Okay, wait, just a couple more. Here we go.
Or hurt anyone.
Really?
Or cause anyone any pain.
Oh.
That is the last thing I would ever want to do.
Uh-huh.
I ask the people of this state
to
wait for the facts from the Attorney General's report before forming an opinion.
Right.
Well, she already gave it.
Get the facts, please, before...
Well, we already got the facts. She said that you're a pervert. Now what? Well, there you go.
Well,
you heard the facts.
It, so, you know, Cuomo must have kissed ass. I think they went after him. His own party went after him. Letitia James is a Democrat. And when Cuomo... signed that directive to take patients out of the hospital and put them into the nursing care, the COVID patients, and when they died.
Mm-hmm.
Letitia James wrote a directive right after him telling those nursing homes that they have to follow the directive of Andrew Cuomo. And now she was investigating him? Nah. The one thing that Cuomo did, which was a mortal sin, he offended the wrong people, not his constituents.
Right.
But his like people like George Soros or some other uppity-ups. And he offended them, and they taught him a lesson.
They said to him, Cuomo, you're getting too big for your bitches, for your britches. We're going to take you down a peg. So he must have done a mea culpa, and he said, I'm sorry. Because now you don't hear anything about any sexual harassment charges. You don't hear anything about the investigation against him anymore. At least I haven't.
Well, no, that was today.
Have you heard anything?
The one that I played was today. They just had the press conference with Letitia James. When I just passed her to the good part. But that was today. She finished her investigation. She found that there were significant evidence of him harassing women. And the other woman that you just heard, because of time restraint, was telling you the evidence. But, yeah. She was on there first saying that the investigation is over, and they did find that he did harass women. It says here, New York governor.
Well,
yeah.
He won't spend time in jail anyway.
Of course
not. They always, for some reason, they'll just, I don't know what they'll do, but they'll always have something politically to do to remedy something. You know, the really big people, the people who stay in line, they don't go to jail. It's the other ones that are pains in the asses or don't follow orders properly. They go to jail.
Well, it says here, James said, James said Tuesday, which is today, at her investigation found that Cuomo engaged in unwelcome and non-consensual touching. I mean, that's even a thing. We got so much other shit going on that's really, and made comments of suggestive sexual nature. James said that the conduct created a hostile work environment for women. That's it. They reviewed 74,000 pieces of evidence, 179 investigations. All that tax dollars in New York going for bullshit. That could have been solved in the workplace.
Where's Ellen? You know what? I want Ellen here because I want more women to be like you. When I kid around with you and you just say bite me and everything, that's the way it should be. Until somebody really gets this super offensive, if somebody did, you would tell them, look, you can't talk to me that way. Don't do it anymore. And if the guy continues to do it, then you take him to human resources. They should be more like you. Because I've been kidding you for years. Can you imagine what would have happened to me if I started kidding Ellen on the job? I would have been fired in 5 minutes.
No.
Because
I wouldn't have been reporting you. I'd have just,
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You're talking about women
days,
in general.
Yeah, and women in general. In the old days, if a woman got harassed in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and if he continues to be an asshole on the job, she would slap him. That would take care of it.
Nowadays you can't do that. You know, she'll be up on sexual harassment, you'll be up on assault charges in the blink of an eye.
But you know what would happen? If the man and the women go to trial where she's accusing him of sexual harassment, he accuses her of assault, she would win. Because that's the way the political climate is today. But this is nonsense.
Yep.
This idea of
a woman. I don't think it should be like that. You know, like you said, Joe, if a guy continues to harass a woman, she should have the right to defend herself. And, you know, after she's told him, if she told him to stop 2 or 3 times and he still persists on doing it, then you go to HR and tell them, I've asked him nicely. Next time he does it, I'm going to take his balls in my hands and I'm going to twist them until he can't feel anything if you don't do something about it. That's just exactly what I would do.
Hey, she's not kidding. I'm going to tell you what she really did, Joe, I'll tell you what she really did. She's not kidding. When she first came to MVP, it was like 6 months in, and that's a company I own. There was another person, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So she was not prepared for my conversations with her. She thought it was inappropriate. So the executive producer said to Ellen, you know what, you should really contact the owner of the company and and complain that you feel uncomfortable. Ellen goes, okay, who do I contact? Brian. Ellen had the nerve. You know what? I have a complaint. I go, yes. Well, I've been sexually harassed and everything like this. I go, what is your complaint? It's not enough? No, I want it to stop. Why?
I don't know.
She goes, I'm complaining. I go, you like it, don't you? Okay, well, that's not beside the point. Okay, conversation over. Good job, kid. I'm going to grab your balls and kick you in the ass. Ooh, okay, harassment stopped. You didn't. Buzzkill. Let's go to work.
Yeah, buzzkill.
Buzzkill.
That was a buzzkill word.
Yeah, I'm going to work now. I don't know.
Jeez.
We got to stop
this. Look, yeah, it is. It's nonsense, but there are guys out there who are assholes. But the girl should tell him 2 or 3 times, and then after that, after the guy's been warned nicely
right.
2 or 3 times, then he gets a serious talking to. And if that doesn't
Him
out,
you know what?
Fire his ass.
You know what, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't bring it up to HR. I'd take matters into my own hands.
Yeah, I'm the owner of the company.
Like
she threatened me. I'm going to take your dick and shove it up your ass. And I said, that's foreplay to me. What's the problem?
I
like you.
Hey. I know. You said, well, thank you, right?
Yeah. Okay. Don't try to turn me on, Missy. Don't threaten me with a good time.
What did you think of me? I was somebody that didn't take shit from anybody.
No, that's why you're with me, because, you know, you get a lot of hits saying, well, Ellen's just outspoken and this and this and this. I'm saying, no, Ellen's real. She lives in a real world, and she's not, you know, brainwashed with this political bullshit or protecting her. This is a woman, whatever you think about Ellen, you know, she worked in a motel and she took care of, I mean, she was brought up the hard way. She knows what hard work is.
I know, I saw her.
Well, never mind.
Shut up, Tiny. Nobody asked you for your opinion.
Oh, jeez. Buzzkill, go run, Tiny. Get out of there. But Tiny gets his balls and runs away. Yeah, I know.
Right?
I know.
Tiny, when I get a hold of you.
Jesus. Jeez. Wow. Tiny's in therapy. He's going to bring you with him.
Well, here's the problem.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Why do I think Tiny sounds like Mike Tyson?
I'm going to eat your children.
Yeah, doesn't he? I mean, he really is Tiny. That's why.
Oh, God.
Oh, well, we got to do a transition to the end of the show. And this guy is talking about you're a loser.
Okay, why? Does he have a complex problem? Is this because he's a loser?
He's
considering everybody else a loser?
He's telling 10 brutally honest reasons why you're a loser. That's how we have to end the show. And tell me if you... Everybody's a loser in his opinion.
Wait. And what makes him such an expert?
Well, he has 257,102 views. So people are listening to this guy. And he is over 300,000 people are listening to this guy. And he's going to tell you why you're a loser.
Might be my future daddy spanking you on the butt. Give me the business, gentlemen. Do not allow life to give you the business. What's up, gentlemen? So today we're having a little loser intervention. The other day, I was thinking, I saw a bunch of people bitching and doing certain things, and I thought, they are such losers. And it got me thinking. It got me thinking about you. How freaking amazing and incredible you are. But unfortunately, if you are somebody who's doing 10 things that we're going to talk about today, unfortunately, you are probably going to become a loser. If you're ready to not be a loser, gentlemen, drop me one of these and be like, yo, Alf, if you call me a loser again, I'm going to whoop your ass. The first thing that will make you a loser, period, end of story, is hating somebody just because they're different or have a different opinion.
No. I was brought up bullying people lesser than me. It worked for me. It was my entertainment. I hunted nerds down, and I could tell when they're around because I could see the little gleaming sunlight of their glasses. They tried to hide in the bushes. Bing! Saw them. And as a real man, I went to the bushes. I shook the bushes a little bit just to scare them and hear them scream. Then I proceeded to pants them and let them run down the street in their underwear. My entertainment, my fun. Thank you. Shut up about bullying people lesser than you. This is why we do it. It's man code. This is a pussy.
Something that will make you a loser, period, end of story, is hating somebody just because they're different or have a different opinion.
I don't agree with that. Ellen has a different opinion, and I smack her all the time. Thank you.
Really? Yeah, and you have a different opinion. I turn right around and smack the shit out of you, too.
And this is why we get along. Next! We continue.
Because I don't see no shit from nobody.
To not agree with somebody's political views. It's okay to not agree with somebody's lifestyle. It doesn't mean you've got to hate them. There's certain ignorant a-holes that just dislike somebody because they're different. And a lot of these differences, they have no control over, right? You can't control your skin color, your height, your ethnicity, the fact that you like dudes, you like spicy senoritas, gentlemen. I don't care where you stick your wiener. The fact is, I want you to be a good person and not hate somebody just because you might disagree, might not be like them, gentlemen. It doesn't matter. The second thing that makes you a loser is losing all control. Self-control and discipline. Ready? Say it with me. Self-control and discipline, as in you need it. But if you're somebody that gives in to temptation, gives in to your impulses, you're always like going out, you're always getting crazy and crunk and making it rain even though you don't have a job, loser. If you're somebody who wants to kick ass in life and not be a loser, gentlemen.
How do you make it rain when you don't have a job? I mean, are you giving her script money from welfare? Here's some script money. Monopoly money, I'm in the rain. What are you doing? Here's some government cheese I'm throwing at you. I don't know. Let's continue.
You've got to exercise some degree of discipline and control. You gotta stop blaming other people for your problems, which is the third thing that makes you undeniably a loser. If you're
nope. Makes me a winner. Here's how it goes. Hello, I'm Jane Doan from I'm calling for MVP on demand. Yes, speaking. Well, I didn't get my package. Well, let me check. Oh, I have it right here. Well, how come I haven't delivered it? I don't know. Well, don't blame me for your problems, bitch. You're a loser. And then we resell it and repackage it. Put it at a discount rate, Ellen. You know, I don't know. These winner.
Not where you want to be. It's nobody else's fault. It's nobody else oppressing and holding you down. Be honest. Nobody's oppressing you other than yourself and your stupidity. You got to get out of your own way. Gentlemen, it is nobody's fault other than your own that you are where you are. You want to get out of it. You want to be successful. You want to do something great with your life? Then do it. Stop making excuses. Stop blaming other people and do. The fourth thing that makes you a loser is focusing on material possessions and being a brand snob. Now, don't get me wrong. I love nice stuff, right? And I personally feel that a lot of times you get what you pay for. But oftentimes when it comes to, like, big brand names, it's just the name that you're actually paying for. A perfect example, gentlemen, is the sunglass industry, right? A lot of these sunglasses that you're going to find in places like Sunglass Hut or Solstice or the department stores, guys, they are charging a crazy high premium simply because of the brand name, right? Tom Ford, $350. Retrospects, $550. Designer sunglasses are one of the biggest ripoffs in the history of ripoffs. The truth is, gentlemen, the reason why I started the company Enemy, I was sick and tired of spending $300, $400, $500 for a pair of sunglasses. But the truth is, I love premium sunglasses. And so I decided to see if I could actually...
Well, that is true. I did go discount, and I got these brand name sunglasses called the Stevie Wonder. Couldn't see a damn thing out of them. Thank you, Ellen.
Why didn't you get the Ray Charles?
I didn't get the Ray Charles. I wanted the Ray Charles. We got you the Stevie Wonder. You must look at the brand name. before you buy. I'm going to see a damn thing.
Design, create, and build, and sell a super premium pair of sunglasses for an amazing price. Gentlemen, Enemy is the highest quality sunglass that you're going to find under $100. We've used Italian Mazzucchelli acetate. The lenses are Carl Zeiss lenses, the highest quality lenses you can buy. And then we've added spring hinges to make them fit more comfortably, more securely. We customized every single aspect of these glasses. Amazing. These are actually the Enemy ones and a pair of Clubmasters. And then the Enemy Radiant Lens, guys, is the minimal travel case. Everything will be linked and listed down below, along with that discount code to save a little bit of cash. That discount code is for a limited time only. So if you see something you like, you better grab it so you look amazing. The fifth thing that makes you look like a loser is being obsessed with sex. Don't get me wrong, I like sex as much as the next guy, and it's not something that you should be ashamed of or embarrassed that you enjoy it. But the fact is, there are certain dudes, losers, who are always, like, really over the top into it. They're always surfing porn. They're always spanking their monkey. Stop! Chill out.
I will find that motherfucker. I am not a loser. I'm just obsessive. There's a big difference. This guy is going on and on, and we're losing everybody. Well, here you go. Those, and his opinion makes you a loser. I happen to think, let me tell you something. If you're with a woman who doesn't freely express who she is sexually in bed, let me say something to you. And I did this. Get her a subscription to Pornhub. And I'm going to tell you this right away. Because did you realize that there's millions of positions in a sexual nature that most people will settle for three for their whole lives? For their whole lives, there's only three positions. There's like doggy style, missionary position, and I don't even know what the hell that other position that they put, that third one when they get freaky. There are hundreds of positions, and most people settle for three. And if you want to exercise your sexual preference, take a look at Pornhub. Look at all those other positions. Now, Ellen got mad at me because I got high one time. Okay, I got high a lot of times. But this one time at band camp, I got high. It was last week. And I started reading the subscriptions, and they're saying these people are making a lot of money in the videos. And they said, well, if you get 40,000 hits, you get $100. I go, really? And so I started looking at these hits on Pornhub, and it's like 1.2 million and all these kind of things. I go, God, these people are racking up money. And the thing about how they're racking up money is that these videos are like a year, 2 years, and they're still racking up money. I go, okay, how do I do this? Because I like to have some money. I was really high, and I told Ellen it's true. And I think I'm the only guy in the world that got reported to Pornhub that they threatened to take me off their site. I think I'm the only guy saying, all right, enough of you. You know, how bad do you have to be when Pornhub threatens you to say, I'll kick your ass out of here? That's how bad it got.
Yeah, tell them what you did.
I'll tell you what I did. So I decided to load something up. I have an editing thing. So you see a bed, and you hear this nice, sexy music. And its caption says, do you want to see my nice, tight, wet, small black pussy? That was the title. I can't believe how many perverts wanted to see my tight little black pussy. So the reason I got reported is because it was a bed, it was the music, and all of a sudden this little kitty came in the middle of the camera going, meow. That was it. And he was wet. It was this little cat that was just out of the tub. He was dripping wet. That was my little black wet pussy. I got people actually complaining, you motherfucker, you don't belong in this site. One guy says, you know, dude, that was really funny, but you are so fucked up. And then people were complaining. I had to take this shit off, but before I took this shit off, I got 500 hits. You better take your little black, tight, wet pussy off the line. Okay.
No.
That's what it said. It's okay.
Where'd
wet.
Go? I would have thought that he thought that was funny. Where's King? I would think that they would think that was funny.
Well, I thought it was funny.
No,
and then I'm
still here. I'm just listening to y'all.
I know.
Did you hear what he said, King?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here.
But who gets kicked off of Pornhub with all the perverts and everything, and I get kicked off of Pornhub because my tight little black pussy?
Yeah.
It's unheard of. Now, that's a loser. Pornhub threatens you. Get the fuck off my site, Brian. Okay, I'm leaving. Well, Ellen, and here's Ellen's humor. Oh, that's funny. You know what we should do? Let's get a donkey and everything and say, who wants to fuck my little white ass? And there's a little donkey looking at you. Hello.
We're talking about the one by the blue job.
Yeah. This is a sense of humor we have. I want to thank
Mr.
Joe.
I also suggested about, you know, we ought to do what about, do you want a free blowjob?
Oh, yeah. You got the hair dryer? You got a beauty
Yes,
farm.
It's a picture of a woman in a salon blow drying somebody's hair.
We are sick people, Ellen. We are sick people. I want
to
thank.
Hey, we have to have fun somehow.
Oh, yeah, we have a lot of fun. But you should 500 headphones in my
fun.
Little tight black little pussy, and people are actually complaining. I want to thank Mr. Joe for coming into the studio. Thank you, Joe. I want to thank Mr. King of Kings, Your Royal Highness. Thank you, Mr. King, for coming in.
You're welcome.
I want to thank.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I saw King's post. Was it this morning or was it last? No, it was last night. Your kids start school this week, huh? Or next week?
Yeah, man. Them fuckers done pissed me off, man. Like, you know, I'm just gonna be honest with you. The educational department, you know, they have the department in the White House. They done changed up so much stuff that it's just really not the same anymore. And I always thought, like. Well, I want to say thought. When I was growing up, I would know the teachers and everybody to send out letters and all that stuff, and they would start getting children enrolled either in June or July. You know what I mean? So being in Phoenix, man, I would have thought that they would have reached out to me long time ago, like at least in June or July. They didn't do none of that. The only thing they kept doing was bugging me about the damn vaccination bullshit. So last week, the lady called me talking about, I just want to let you know that you got two children that they need their immunization records updated. And I said, really? I said, how come you guys didn't tell me this before? I'm like, if you guys had told me this ahead of time, I would have had all this shit knocked out and ready to go, and they could have started school on time. I said, so since you guys want to wait, I said, you guys are going to wait for my kids to attend school. I said, which is crazy. I said, I'm going to schedule them an appointment and get it out the way. And after that, they'll be at school. And so they called me yesterday, and I got in their ass, and I said, wait a minute. Are we not communicating with anybody anymore? I said, I just had a lady confirm and tell me that the nurse told her that she spoke to me. I said, now you're calling me not knowing anything. I said, are we not communicating anymore? I said, what's up? I was like, I just told you guys that my kids will be back either Thursday or Friday because they got to go and get their shots up to date. You know what I mean? And so it pisses me off because everybody started school yesterday. And here mine's still stuck at home. But I just like, you know, I don't even care no more shit. Y'all want to be unorganized? Then fuck
wow.
It'll just be an unorganized party.
I'm surprised that your kid's pediatrician didn't let you know that they need shots, updated shots, you know, because, I mean, you know, as late as last year, Aaron's doctor was letting me know that she needed, well, she's due for this shot, she's due for that shot.
Yeah.
You know, they always called me and let me know.
Yeah.
That's a pediatrician's job. They're supposed to keep track of that and let you know when your kids are due for shots.
Well, yeah, that is. But also the school board should send out the required paperwork saying school
exactly.
is beginning. With the new rules of school because of the pandemic, it should all be there.
Yep.
They should have got that shit like in June, you know, to get parents ready for kids going back to school. Because right now, parents have no idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Aaron.
The excuse.
You know,
the excuse was they told me the excuse was, well, we were closed during the summer. I said, okay. I said, yeah, you're closed during the summer. I said, if you're closed during the summer, then why are the janitors up there working? I said, you know what I mean? I'm like, if you guys are closed during the summer, then why are the janitors up there getting things together?
Well, you know
why,
what?
That's
a lie, King, because the teachers usually start going back to school in July, getting everything ready, too.
That's what they do around here anyway. That was my thing.
It's
like you got genders up there working, and you got teachers up there in and out. You know what I mean? But whatever the excuses was, I didn't care. You know, I just told them when the kids get done, they'll be back to school later this week. And so, you know, I wasn't even going to bitch about it. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, you guys want to handle this type of business, then, you know, this is how it'll be. But I know when I take them to the doctor this week, I'm going to let them know to, you know, keep me updated on everything. But I won't really have to do that too much because, you know, these shots are the shots that you get when you're a baby and stuff. You know what I mean? So this would be the last. This would be the last of it, pretty much. You know what I mean?
No.
What?
This won't be the last of their shots. Okay.
Okay.
They get shots when they start sixth grade.
Okay.
And when they start eighth grade, I think they get shots.
Well, not in California.
Okay.
I think that's a state thing, Ellen, because I don't remember that in California. But you could be right. I don't have children.
No, because Aaron had. Well, I don't know. Like, I don't know if it's nationwide, but I know Aaron had to get shots when she started sixth grade and when she started eighth grade.
Yeah, I think that's a state thing, kiddo, because I don't remember doing that at all, and I don't think California does that.
Didn't you have to get shots when you started sixth grade and then when you started eighth grade?
No, I didn't. We got that. We had to be, like King was saying. Really, you guys did? I didn't. We had to get our shots. Oh, wait a minute. I remember standing in line getting my shots around seven years old, maybe. I don't know, but I don't. Anyway, you guys are probably right. It's been so long. But before we go, I gotta say this.
And then Aaron even needed shots when she was 17, 18,
really?
16.
Really?
16.
I don't remember
that
shit at all because that's senior shit. I never got no shots. But before we go, we're in podcast now. We're in podcast now. And I don't know, and he's anonymous, and I'm going to keep him anonymous until he wants to say something. Once in a while, we have the morning crew. And sometimes the morning crew, we're in podcast, so I think it's safe to talk. Once in a while, there's some cuckoos that happen to be coming in the morning crew that we have to weed out. And you can tell they're cuckoos because when they get pissed off.
Oh, yeah.
I always said you'll never know a person who they are until you piss them off. Then you kind of see the level of danger you bought yourself into. And I have done that with many women. Oh, such a lovely woman. Great blowjob. As soon as I piss them off, I'm going to cut your fucking nuts up on your sleep. Okay, now we know where this line is where you get pissed. You know, you even thinking that. It's like I wasn't going to do it. But no, I'm the one person to even think that. I'm out. You know what I mean? I'm out. I was just joking. I don't care if you're joking. But to even say, I'm going to get you and I'm going to grind your head, nigga. And it's like, whoa, I'm just playing. I'm out. You know what I'm trying to say? I'm out. So once in a while, we piss people off and then they go off. Now, there are certain levels I allow. I allow certain anger and whatever. But when you intentionally stalk someone, and then you put crappy stuff on there, you know, to a message to them that really doesn't make no sense. Now, we did it with Cole, we don't use that name anymore. He is now known as the Joker because Cole will just come in and hear his name on the radio. That's all he wanted to do. It doesn't matter what he did. He would do the Trump thing. He would say something outrageous, so we would say that's him. He would listen for his name. He hasn't come in the studio lately because we stopped calling him by his name. He is known as the Joker. Now, I'm going to go to you, Ellen. Ellen, do you know who Batman's girlfriend is? Not Batman, I'm sorry. You know who the Joker's girlfriend is? You know who is the Joker's girlfriend?
Isn't it oh my God. What's her name? Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn is the Joker's girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's it. Harley Quinn is the Joker's girlfriend. Well, again, I'm going to keep him anonymous. I don't know if he wants to say it, but apparently Melissa has stalked one of our own with some shitty abstract message. And I think that, what was the message? It's like, you're laughing because you're so miserable, something like that. That's how the message was. And she sent it to one of our own morning crew last week.
No, that's what I told her.
Oh, what did you say? I'll get it straight. Go ahead, I'm listening.
Yeah, she put a laughing emoji, and so I had screenshotted it, and then I put on there, you're laughing because you're miserable. And then shared it on my Web Music Entertainment fan page, and, you know, so she could see it, you know. But my thing is, and I'm not going to make any threats, what I'm going to say is, if you love living life, don't come fuck with me, you know. Don't come fuck with me. And it's really not a threat. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's more or less, if you enjoy living, live your life. But don't shorten your life because you want to fuck with other people. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Let me just straight common sense.
Right.
You know? And so, you know, my thing is, if you don't want me saying nothing, stay the fuck off my page and tend to your own. Okay. Because I'm really not the one, you know what I'm saying? I know some gangster white bitches, too, that love to fight. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't want to even go that far, but it's more or less, if you don't like what I'm doing, if you don't like something, exclude yourself, subtract yourself, and don't say nothing. You know what I mean? You know?
There was no reason for it. There's no reason for it.
It really not, you know?
You know, King was doing his own business.
And regardless, I'm gonna always promote this show. You know, if someone wants to tag me in something that's on this show, and they say please share, I'm gonna share it. You know what I'm saying? And so it's, you know, if you have a bitchy mouth, as she likes to say, or whatever, then okay, don't get mad when I have a mouth too, you know what I'm saying? So you know, that day, I didn't really care, you know what I'm saying? Because you know, it is what it is, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I just don't care, but I mean what I say. I'm not making no threats, but if you like living, I suggest you live your life and leave me alone. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, and I can't speak for everybody else.
Right.
You know, but when it comes to me, if you like living, leave me alone. You know what I mean? And that's the way I'm going to say it. You know what I'm saying?
And
I like living.
There was,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I love living. I love waking up
to
my kids every day. I don't go out there and fuck with nobody. You know what I'm saying? When you start fucking with people, then your life is shortened. You know what I mean? It's kind of like they say in the Bible, if you honor your mother and your father, you'll be fine, but if you don't, your days will be shortened. So that's the same way I feel when it comes to dealing with individuals in this business, wherever. If you love living life, then live your life, or else it could be shortened. You know what I mean? It's plain and simple. You know what I mean? And again, like I said, I know some gangster white bitches right now. They love to fight. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, you want to be a bitch? Hey, go ahead, fuck with me if you want to. I got some gangster white bitches I know. You know what I'm saying? And they're not going to tolerate that shit. You know what I'm saying? And so,
it was,
you know, this ain't no... Huh, go ahead.
There's no reason why she should be fucking with you. You know,
well,
if she would have came correct and said, "Hi, King, how?"
You know,
right? Hi, King, how
yeah.
are you? Haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah.
You know, gave you, but just to fuck with you. And so now I'm saying Melissa's name will no longer be mentioned on the show. She is now Harley
yeah.
Quinn, the Joker's girlfriend.
Harley
who
Quinn
is the Joker. She's now Quinn.
Yeah.
Harley Quinn. Here you go, Ellen. The Joker's
Man.
Girlfriend.
And then, too, you know, it all has to do with the bullshit that went on. And personally,
I know,
I don't give a fuck what went on. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? And,
right.
and it's like, okay, you've been nothing but trouble since I've got on. You know what I'm saying? So it's
uh-huh.
like, it's like, it's nonsense to me. You know what I mean? But I'm
it's
telling
just
you,
nonsense.
I'm telling you, you fucking with the right one, and you fucking with me. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can take this recording, you can take what I'm saying, you can go to the courts, you can go to the police. I don't give a fuck. They're going to laugh at you.
Right.
Like, well, what did he say, ma'am? He didn't say anything. You know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
you know, people love drama, people love attention. Me, fuck the drama, fuck the attention. I love getting money. I love having a good time. I love talking with people. I love enjoying my life and raising my kids and doing me. So at the end of the day, I don't have time. I don't have no room in my life or in my heart for drama. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know,
just,
at the end of the
just
day,
ignore the cunt.
I'm always
yeah.
on the show.
Yeah. Shit. I just some people who are bored and just want to fuck with people, and so that's why I talked to King. She is now
miserable.
Harley Quinn. Yeah, she is miserable.
Yeah, Harley Quinn.
So we will not,
because yeah.
I know she listens to the show. I know
yeah.
that for a fact.
Oh, yeah.
I know for a fact
oh, yeah.
Laverne listens to the show. I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
So I will not listen to her. I will use her. She is now a Quinn. And so you know Quinn. You know Harley Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
You know the Joker. You know we're referring to Cole. Because he is
yeah.
the same motherfucker. And now you're acting insane.
Yeah.
Okay, you're the Joker's girlfriend, Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
And let him
yep.
go away.
Oh, speaking of Harley Quinn, did you see? I think they're coming out with a new movie.
Suicide Squad 2. That's coming out this Friday.
Yeah.
It's coming out
yep.
this Friday. Okay. I want to thank the beautiful and the lovely King and Ellen too. I'm only kidding. I want to thank the beautiful and lovely Ellen. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
The King of Kings.
Thank you,
Mr. King, Your Royal Highness. And, of course, the always controversial F.U. Joe. Thank you very much for having the conversation going forward. And I am about to make some money, and I got to get to work with the website and this and this and move the people forward and this. A lot of work I got to do. They're counting on me. Ellen has a lot of things to do with her business, and she has
yep.
a lot of good promotions. I got to put the Friday stuff up there. It's just a lot of work.
Yeah,
so I'm
going
to do what I have to do when I hang
my
up.
Book.
That's right. I'm going to start drinking. So anyway.
I'm going to charge my phone.
You're going to charge your phone. See you guys tomorrow. Thank you for coming in. I got you, Kate. We got you.
Bye-bye. See you tomorrow.
We got you. We got you, Ellen, and we got you, F.U. Joe. See you guys later, everybody.
Bye-bye. See everybody tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Baby, look at me.
vision was left in the cold. I had a story that had to be told. Been through hardships, I've lived and I've grown. And those lessons were more than silver and gold. I'm letting it go, I'm living my life. I see it now, my name and life. I'm on my grind and it's not a game. I'ma make sure you remember my name.